It's as simple as that. Let's hear from former Kerry player Billy O'Shea. He says that Tyrone have greatly improved since 2003.
Well, I think that they've improved an awful lot in terms of the football that they're playing since the last time we met them. I think that there was a lot of criticism in 2003 to this blanket defence that Tyrone had employed, which kind of hindered the Kerry machine on the day, and it proved very effective. And whether they'll use that tool again or not, it'll be interesting to see. But so far this year, they're playing a brand of football which I think will probably favour Kerry. So it'll be interesting to see what tactics they employ, you know.
How do you think the teams are met? Do you think that they match up pretty well, as opposed to, say, Armagh, who would be more of a physical type team? Tyrone and Kerry look quite well matched throughout the 15s.
They do, in fact. I was listening to Mert there yesterday morning, and he was kind of matching them up, and just as you said there, Alan, and you know, there's very little difference between the two teams in terms of, we'll say, the physique and the type of football that they're playing all year. So it will be a very evenly contested game. There's no doubt about that. I think Armagh would have presented a much more physical aspect to the game had they qualified. But it's going to be an intriguing clash. There's no doubt about it. When you mentioned the two teams are very similar.
And the two strike forces are obviously on song at the moment, and two players in particular, I suppose, Colin Cooper for Kerry and Owen Mulligan, and I suppose Stephen O'Neill as well for Tyrone, all probably playing the best football of the championship and in some ways their career so far.
Well, I think you've just mentioned the two players who are probably in contention for the player of the year. There's no doubt about it. They're playing, those three in particular, are playing the best brand of football at the moment. If you had to put it in order, in my biased opinion, I'd say the Gooch is probably leading them all. But certainly, yeah, the Tyrone strike force, the last run song, and Mulligan is flying. I mean, the last three games alone, he's been on song. And when you football play to that level, I mean, you can expect an exciting clash, and certainly I'd be looking forward to it.
What about the tactical battle of the management? Jack O'Connor going head-to-head with Mickey Hart again. Obviously, there'll be a little bit of gamesmanship and a few games played between now and the 25th of September.
Well, there's always going to be mind games, Alan, in situations like this. I mean, is Jack going to kind of have to play down the card of, revenge for 2003? What kind of a card are Tyrone going to start playing in heightening up the All-Ireland champions and the brand of football that they've been playing over the last 2 years, you know? So, both teams are going to be playing down their own position. That's always going to be the case, no matter who contests an All-Ireland final. But I think with the history that's here between the two teams over the last couple of years, the mind games, I'm sure, will start over the next couple of weeks. And it all adds to the fascination of an All-Ireland final. I mean, that's what people look for in the build-up, to see what the other manager is saying about the opposition and so forth, and how he plays his own team down, and, you know, without getting overconfident and things like that. But as you say, it's all a game, and that's the beauty of it.
I know the actual day itself is what the whole build-up is all about, but these couple of weeks approaching the game, from your own experience, Billy, how would you sum them up? Are they enjoyable, or do you just feel the pressure mounting? What way did you see the last couple of weeks coming towards the All-Ireland final?
A bit of a contradiction here, both horrible and lovely. There are times when you can't wait for the game to begin, and that you're constantly thinking about it over the next number of weeks. And you're just trying to get a hold of the game and get on with it. The other thing as well that adds to it is a bit of pressure, because certainly, you know, everybody's going to be talking about nothing but the All-Ireland final. So the players themselves are going to be inundated with, wishes from people and various things like that. And it does add on the pressure side of things. The other side of it, of course, is that it's an All-Ireland final. It's the dream of every young player to get to an All-Ireland final. And I suppose the lads, having had the experience over the last couple of years of getting to this stage now, certainly they might be able to deal with it a lot better than, we'll say, a younger fellow coming in on his first All-Ireland, you know. But, there's a difference of emotions. I mean, how you go about it, I suppose, is down to the individual himself. But I think that the players nowadays are well-versed in how to, approach situations like this. And they're well-coached in dealing with the media and things like that. But and I think I don't think it's going to be... It's a lot different from the time when I was there, because we had so many few chances to get to play in an All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
But I think that nowadays the boys are more experienced, and they probably know how to deal with it a bit better, you know?
That's great. And just finally, Billy, a prediction for the game?
Well, certainly I would hope that Kerry would win. But I mean, from looking at it from a tactical point of view, I think Kerry have progressed better in the championship, something similar to what they were doing last year. As the year was going on last year, Kerry were getting better and better. Having said that, Tyrone are also doing the same as well. So it's a matter of as well as a matter of trying to curtail their forward line. If Kerry can curtail Mulligan, and particularly Peter Canavan, who I think will be introduced as an impact sub, I think that they have a very good chance. And if I think they can continue the development that they've been showing all year, yeah, I think they can do it all right.
There you are. Let's hope they can. That's Billy O'Shea there, former great, and a man involved there, of course, scored that, or was involved in that bad accident back in 97. Did Billy break his leg? He broke his ankle? He did something, innit? But nice to hear the words there of Billy O'Shea. It's now time to hear from the former great himself, Tim Kennelly. Well, he says if Tyrone adapt the tactics of 2003, Kerry will be in serious trouble. He spoke to Joe Mahoney.
Well, what it would be is that would Tyrone sort of... Not putting it my little bit, getting back to the semi-final of 2003, if the tactics they implied that they got away with that day, and I say got away with will happen the next day. First of all, it will spoil the game, and secondly, Kerry would be in trouble again. But I think this situation has been very much read by Croagh Park, and the player now seemingly that's in possession now is awarded a free, like, you know, and that's what it was 3 years ago. They seem to have that sorted out, and he's making the game more open again. And I'm looking forward to playing Tyrone, because they can play a good brand of football, you know, and they have some great forwards, especially up front in the full forward line. And I think that if we play to our capabilities, we have been impressed all year, like, you know, against Limerick and Cork and Mayo. And but people have said that the opposition didn't put it up to us, but I wouldn't look at it that way. I think Kerry are playing so well that it makes the opposition look like that. And I think the next day and the backs are playing well, and midfield has stepped up an awful lot from the early games, especially against Cork last year. So I think if the forwards inside, if the coach and the boys inside get a good supply of the ball, I can tell you one thing, it'll take a good Tyrone team to beat them.
Tyrone have had the more intense of the two campaigns. Does that mean that Kerry be fresher come All-Ireland final day?
Well, I'd say that Kerry, you know, Kerry had to step up a gear against Cork and against Mayo, because they thought they were getting a backlash from against Mayo, and the Cork thought that they left them on the final after them. So I think Kerry have stepped up their gear every time that the opposition has come to them, and I think it'll happen again the next day. I know Tyrone has gone through a tough campaign, a very hard campaign, and you know they show they have some great determination and great in that team. That team won't go down easy. That team won't go down without a heck of a fight. But I think Kerry have the players. The players are playing well, and they are confident. And I think a few players deserve a bit of luck now this time in Croagh Park, especially the older lads, like Dara and Seamus and the boys, like, you know, and I think they'll be able to prove next Sunday week.
The high ball into the full forward line last year against Mayo in the final, that was Jack O'Connor and Co's trick up their sleeve 12 months ago. Any inclination of what we might see this time around?
Well, that is a hard to call, Joe, but it certainly worked against Mayo, because it took Mayo by shot, like, you know. But if the coach and these lads get a few good balls in, you know, and that's skyscrapers, but if they get them in fairly handy at the moment, the coach is catching them high or low, no matter what way you send them in. But as I say, he's getting good ball in, but Tyrone will try and definitely have to stop that, like, you know. If they do bring back a top deal man team, I think Kerry just have to keep it open and keep it spread, and we'll get the scores, but definitely don't do what we done in 2003, and then you get the ball and just start running at him, because that's all what Tyrone wants. If you open it up, I think we'll create enough spaces to beat Tyrone.
Is Declan O'Sullivan going to follow in your footsteps and that of many more and get his hands on Sam?
Well, I hope so. Declan, I wish Declan every bit of luck. It's a big day. It's going to be a big day for him, for a young lad. And no doubt there's a big game in Declan as well. Like, you know, he recovered slowly after his injury, and it took some time, but his confidence is coming back and his work rate is coming back. So I think the next day we'll get a big day from the lads. I'd be unfortunate, I might not be there to see it, but I wish all the lads, Jack and all the lads, all the management and all the players the best of luck.
Now then, we've sampled a little bit of the atmosphere above in Croke Park. Let's go closer to home. Let's go down to the hometown of Kerry trainer Jack O'Connor and Kerry captain Declan O'Sullivan. Let's go to Drummond and see how things are developing there. And I'm joined on the line, live from the Innie Tavern, by Joan Moriarty. Good afternoon, Joan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, Joan. How are things in Drummond?
Fine, out.
Are you busy there at the moment? What's the crowd like? Is it building up?
Yeah, there is a good few here, yeah. They're a bit mad at the moment.
When you say mad now, how do you mean mad, Joan?
Well, they're hoping like the Kerry will win, and there's a crowd of, little ones around.
Right. Is there plenty of colour around Drummond at the moment?
Oh, there is, yeah, plenty of colour.
Okay, I presume a lot of people have left the area and gone to Dublin?
Oh, they have, yeah, north of course, gone to Dublin, yeah.
Yeah. Would a lot of them have gone yesterday, Joan, or would it have been this morning they would have gone?
A lot of them might say went Friday.
All right.
And a lot of them went yesterday and someone went in this morning.
Oh, so they're knocking a good old weekend out of it, so yeah. At that rate. What were tickets like around Drummond, Joan? Were they hard to get?
They were, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, all right, you know, wanting tickets, but they couldn't get them on that.
Okay. I believe that RTE are down around there as well this afternoon, are they?
That's right, yeah. They're having a thing in the community centre.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 220 or 30 there or something.
Oh,
watching the match. They have a big TV in that.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I suppose, you'll be fairly busy pulling points there this afternoon, will you?
I probably will, yeah.
Well,
more than likely, hopefully, if Kerry win anyway, we will be.
Hopefully, Joan. What's your own thoughts on it?
Oh, I'd say Kerry will win, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah. Of course, it's a big day for Jack and for Declan as well, isn't it?
Oh, it is, of course, yeah.
It is, yeah. So, well, listen, Joan, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, not another time.
And we'll talk to you later on.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
That's
bye-bye.
Joan Moriarty there. She's live from the Innie Tavern in Drummond. And, well, sampling up the atmosphere around South Kerry. We're not too far away from Troy now. About, what are we? About 55 minutes or so, or thereabouts. And, well, we'll be going live to Croke Park a little bit later on. Well, about 15 minutes or so. One little request just coming to us. Good luck to the Kerry team today. And say hi to the O'Riordan family in Kilcommon. It's from Anne and Chris in sunny Torquay, the English Riviera in England. Thanks indeed, guys, for getting in touch with us. Right then, it's time to go to Croke Park. Officially for the first time this afternoon, our commentary team this afternoon is Wishy 14, Liam Higgins, and Liam is on the line. Good afternoon, Liam.
Afternoon, Gary.
Well, Liam, what's it like, All-Ireland final day at the moment?
Well, it is the usual All-Ireland final day. With the sun shining down here in Croke Park at the moment. We had a tremendous shower about an hour and a half ago. It seems to have cleared up nicely. Blue sky with a little cloud overhead now. Looks like we'll stay the atmosphere, as usual, building up. But with almost 40 minutes to go before the kick-off or the throw-in in the big game, there's still a lot of empty seats in Croke Park. They'll be filling up rapidly now. Well, one Ulster team, as you said, victorious already here, the Down Miners destroying Mayo. And I think our young fellas would have given a far better display than Mayo today. It's quite an awful pity they didn't wake up earlier in their semi-final, because I think that Kerry were a far better team than Mayo. However, be that as it may, everything is set now for the big stage. And we might love to know now, Gary, is who's going to be marking who out there in Croke Park.
That's the big one.
Have you any ideas?
Well, that remains to be seen, of course, Liam, because it's an intriguing factor, Gary. Everyone is saying, even will Peter Canavan start? There's talks about him that he mightn't even start. I was talking to a few reporters who were after coming up from the Kerry dressing room, and I can tell you that the word that's coming out is that Kerry are very, very tense, Gary.
Right.
That's the word that's coming out of the dressing room at the moment, that they're very tense there, the words being used. In relation to the minor game there, as you said there, to the first time ever saw two goalkeepers replaced, one from both sides.
Uh-huh.
And Gary, maybe it's a bit worrying talking about minors. Kerry haven't won a minor since 1994.
That's right.
Don't have won one in 99. They have won another one now. So, as we all know, this conveyor belt coming through, it's so important to be winning minors now. But that's a bit of a worry, Gary. Great, massive crowd around this morning, O'Connell Street, and I coming up after the Gresham programme. I have never, ever seen such colour. It was absolutely... the streets are thronged, Gary. Massive crowd.
We see, I suppose, whatever you look at it, and the media in general, they're going to pump it up and say there is massive, massive pressure on Kerry today.
There is, Gary, there is. I think myself that there's more pressure on Kerry than there is on Tyrone, I tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because this thing about after being beaten 2 years ago and Kerry versus the Northern teams and all of that, Gary, that is there. And every Kerry team that go into an All-Ireland final, you must remember that Kerry have won 33 All-Irelands. I mean, it is an awful number. They're all talking about that now. Finally, Gary, I believe myself that we don't know and we won't know. Tyrone have played 9 games, Kerry have played 5. Now, the question you must ask is, can Tyrone up their game? The great Dr. Raymond, the former Kerry trainer, he used to say you can up your game by a degree. That's what he used to say.
Right.
Or up your training by a degree. Now, Gary, if Tyrone up their performance by another degree today now, maybe 2 degrees from what they have done, then they're going to take a hell of a lot of beating. But it promises to be an absolutely enthralling game.
It does. Liam, Wishy, before I leave you go, do you know what you can do? Turn around there to your right or left and wish Liam Higgins a happy birthday there for tomorrow.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, wait, Gary. We need some wishes.
Yes, Liam.
Where did you hear about my birthday? Somebody got that all wrong.
Well, now, you see, I'll tell you we can't do much, by, but I know everything about you there now. I'll tell you, right. I'll tell you, we got a happy birthday wish. It's from your daughter Eileen, your son-in-law Nick, and your granddaughter Olivia.
Yeah, you see, they're in a different time zone. They're living out in Perth in Australia, and they mightn't have the right date, you know. Is there different dates out there as well?
I don't know.
Anyway, they've crossed the international date line going out there. I just a couple of things to say.
Okay.
One is that when I mentioned positions there, one thing sure is if you went out against Cork Longo and Humphrey Kelleher was playing, you'd know that you'd be marking Humphrey, or that Humphrey would be marking you, because you could count the marks after the game. But the late Humphrey Kelleher, who died during the week, he was a great competitor, and I would love to pass on sympathy and regards to his wife and his daughters down there in Mill Street. He was a great competitor and a big loss to the JAC in Cork. And another thing is, today the brothers appearing in Croke Park, one of the sets of brothers who won All-Ireland medals, we're going to have Brendan and Paddy Lynch, Pat Mick and Tom Spillane. We're also going to have the mighty Noel Lucy, his brother Jimmy, God rest his soul, a star of 62, won't be with us. But Noel is here, and I'm delighted for him. That's part of the brother celebration.
Well, rumour has it, lads, that Pat Spillane, now watch this, rumour has it that Pat Spillane is not going to go out with the brothers.
I heard that as well,
Gary, you're spot on, because he doesn't want to give the Tyrone people the opportunity of booing him after what he described as puke football.
Yeah.
And another thing, just before we go, I think Tyrone, they're all talking about Tyrone's nine tough games and all that. Do you know the reason they had to play nine was because they drew three, lads, including a draw with Cavan.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Kerry would have beaten Cavan comfortably. Uh-huh. That gives me a reason for being that little bit confident today, Gary.
And lads, of course, keep an eye out for as well, you might know, the Aran Aveen being sung by the McCrohan brothers from Castlebean, including our own Reggie that was with us.
That's right, Gary. Isn't that absolutely superb? Wouldn't that be fabulous for those three young men coming up from Castlebean? I hit them on Terrace Talk 2 months ago there, yeah. And I met them last night and up for the match, and listen, they're over the moon about it. What's down there in South Kerry that they keep producing sports commentators like yourself,
oh God,
producing with captains, producing singers, producing authors, producing great footballers?
I'll tell Everything. You what it is, Rishi. It's the concentration needed on the windy road.
It's the fish, I'd say. It's the fish.
Richie has some in queer spots in Croke Park. I didn't do that much, and I hurt him.
Well, we won't go down that road now, Liam. Listen, I leave you go, lads. We'll join you officially around 3:15. Thanks for the moment. That's Liam Higgins and Rishi Fogarty live there from Croke Park. So well done to those guys. Now then, let's hear from one of the guys hoping to make it onto the field of play this afternoon. Played against Cork in the semi-final, substitute for today. It is, of course, Kerry's Brian Sheehan. Well, I spoke to Brian Sheehan during the week, and Brian said to me that a training night against the Kerry defence is not something that you'd look forward to.
Yeah, you know, I suppose we with Mike Mack and Aidan McMahon, probably up getting scores from the full-back line alone against Cork, you know, but I think we're doing, you know, probably the only team that haven't conceded a goal in this year in the championship, you know, and that's a great sign to defenders, you know, and definitely, you know, you go in every evening trying to mark them a training, and you come out there and say, these are one, you know, these are the guys are extremely tough, you know. As I say, anybody can, you know, even the subs, you look at people in the subs that can go in there, you know, trying to break through into that full back line or the half, any part of the team, to be honest, but as I say, the backs really are probably the strongest part of our team this year, you know. As I say, the most of the final we would have been beaten against Cork for them, you know, that day I thought they were outstanding, and you know, when they are put to the pin of the collar, that's really is when the test, when the true colours do come out, and the boys, you know, and they love the big day, and you know, as I say, like they have been the rock, I suppose, of the, you know, where our attacks come from, you know, our half back line really coming forward, like Tomas, Shamo, you know, Mark, they've really, you know, gone all out and really have pushed us on from there.
I can only presume that training is very intense at the moment, is it?
Definitely very intense. That's, you know, we know it ourselves, that's, you know, we knew after the Cork game that it was either Tyrone or Armagh who were playing, like, you know, so we knew ourselves that we had to raise the bar and raise the intensity. The intensity was going to be really high, you know, in the final, and I suppose it was the Thursday night after the Cork game, it was when we first went back training, and I think from that night the intensity was so high, like, you know, before you might do things at, you know, at a good pace, like, but now everything's done so quick, so fast, you know, it's everybody really is up in the PSB camp, because we know that we have to lift the intensity, they're leaving us, and you know, everybody's pushing for a spot, so everybody's going to be pushing really, really hard, like, and as I say, training is going well at the moment.
Now, Brian, Tyrone in the final, they're going to be a tough nut to crack. They're probably, I suppose, sort us a dummy, we'll say, back in 2003.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be very tough, you know. As I say, any team that this is going to be their 10th championship game this year, like, you know, and to be honest with you, they don't look like they're touring or anything. You know, they look like a real good outfit. That's, you know, are playing extremely well. And you know, someone like Peter Canavan, who can afford to sit in the sideline and to be brought on the great sign of any team. You know, I wasn't involved myself in when the last one, the last met in championship, you know, but you know, they did probably give us an awful, a good hiding that day, and you know, that was sore for a lot of people. Like, even as a spectator myself, that was even sore enough to watch as well. Mm. But you know, that was back then. This is now. You know, we've a new team. You know, brought in new management. Everything's new about us. So, as I say, all we can do is go out and have a right go to them next Sunday.
I suppose to play in an Ireland final, it's a great achievement for you.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. You know, as I say, to make it, you know, to play with Kerry at this stage is a great achievement, but to play in an Ireland final, I suppose, is something really special. You know, it's, as you say, when you're 8, 9 years of age, and you know, when you first start playing football or when you're younger, you always dream of playing with Kerry, and into an Ireland final with Kerry would be really, it is a massive honour. Like, you know, even last year was a great learning experience for an Ireland final, but this year I felt that bit better because, you know, I suppose I've been coming on in most of the games, started the semi-final, so it really does add a big, you know, bonus thing, and, you know, to start would be, it'd be a great highlight of my career.
How come St. Mary's keep producing these good players?
It's not how they keep producing good players, but I suppose, you know, when you have people like, you know, Morrison and Jack, I suppose, you know, all you can do is, you know, firstly myself, I've been watching Morrison since I was about 6, 7 years of age, and really he's kind of a player that I model myself on, you know, and try to learn from him, watch him, see what he does, you know, the amount of practice he puts in, and, you know, talk to him and get experience from him, and that's how I kind of base myself on him. You know, I suppose he probably based himself on the likes of Jacko and, you know, and things like that, but, you know, that's all you can do really is just try and base yourself on some of that. That's, he was probably my person I idolized, you know, grew up watching, played with, you know, I have had the honour to play with him. But, you know, all you can do is keep learning from the likes of him, and, you know, hopefully, like, you know, their training and their practice will come through.
Kerry versus Tyrone, live in association with the Irish Examiner, delivering the best national, international and local sports coverage in Kerry.
Agus Paul Tyrone, the location of the Park of Croke, the Clare Canish Maher and the Bell, Kerry Agus Tyrone. A beautiful day here in Croke Park, Dublin. The teams are lined up at the moment, being introduced to Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Máire MacGillíse, and the president of the Cumann Lúc Leas Gael, John O'Callaghan. Declan O'Sullivan now introducing his men. Just a few moments before that, Brian Dewar did the same for the Tyrone men. Well, the rumours and with Peter Canavan staffed and all this thing that went on during the week, he certainly is in the lineup out there that greeted Bert Uachtaráin, and I would imagine that he will be starting. The lineouts as follows: Kerry in goal, Jim McMurphy. Full back side, Mac O'Shea, Mike McCarthy, and Tom O'Sullivan. Half backs, Tomás O'Shea, Seamus Moynihan, and Aidan O'Mahony. Centre field, Dar O'Shea, and Willem Kirby. Half forwards, Paul Gallivan, Owen Brosnan, and Liam Hassett. And the full forward line, Colm Cooper, Declan O'Sullivan on captain, agus Dara O'Kinneada. Tyrone in goal, Pascal McConnell. Full back line, Ryan McMenamin, Joe McMahon, and Michael McGee. Half backs, Davy Hart, Conor Gormley, and Philip Gordon. Midfield, Enda McGinley and Sean Kavanagh. Half forwards, Brian Dewar, the captain, Brian McGuigan, and Ryan Mellon. And the full forward line is Peter Canavan, Stephen O'Neill, and Owen Mulligan. And I'd like to welcome especially all our listeners worldwide on the World Wide Web. Hello to you, be you Irish, be you non-Irish, and especially those Kerry people worldwide. A special hello to my own daughter Eileen, Nick and Olivia out in Perth in Australia, and Vincent Manning in Tokyo. I was warned by your mother Moira during the week to say hello to you. So hello Vincent, how's it going over there? John Barrett in Shanghai, Paddy and the others in Sydney. That's a falter of Galerish, Doc. And we, Shane, myself, well, we'll do our best to bring the version of the game that is nearest to the truth to you all around the world. That will be Weesh's and my version of it. That is a spectacular day in Croke Park. It's almost chock full at the moment. The colour is about equal all around the ground, the red and white mixed with the green and gold. And even looking over on the hill, Tyrone would appear to have had more of the hill tickets than Kerry. Kerry dominating the canal end a little bit more. Both stands more or less divided equally, with the atmosphere electric here in Croke Park. And once again, I was watching the teams there as they stood up to greet the president. Kerry looked very tense. Paul Gallivan went away for a sprint away into the middle of the field and came back again before it was his turn to shake hands. So I would say we see tension as a good sign, of course, in the team before a game.
Oh, there's no doubt in going out to the All-Ireland final, you have to be tense. What an absolutely magnificent, wonderful side here on Croke Park, the red and white and the green and gold. Declan O'Sullivan from the little club Drummond Pierces down in South Kerry, trying to become the first man since 1959. Mick O'Connell brought home the cup down there in 59. And one memory I have in my mind is back in December when he played in the South Kerry final and Drummond Pierces won it. That helped him become captain. And I can tell you there was men around with Wellingtons. You couldn't walk across the field with the muck and the gutter and the dirt and the rain hailing and pouring. It's a long, long way from there to here, no doubt. Declan O'Sullivan, his grandfather is here today. What a proud moment it is. The teams parading and marching behind the famed Arcane band in front of the Hogan stand. The crowd rise to this, these two teams. And of course, the great Peter Canavan lining out corner forward for Tyrone. What an absolutely wonderful sight. Kevin O'Shea is out in Singapore and his wife Mohana and his TV and his little daughter listening in out there. And Donal Sullivan from Scamp, he's out in Sydney, Australia. That comes from your mother Eileen. And I want to say Kearney and Eileen O'Brien, who sent away their little grandson to Dubai today, sending him off. They'll be thinking of this. And Liam, what an absolutely close. Listen, we're watching distance Kerry under Terry Gorman, Katie Gorman, won their first All-Ireland in 1903.
Fairly obvious looking out there, we see that we have the 33 All-Irelands and Tyrone have just the one, because the Tyrone crowd are making that a little bit more noise than Kerry, in fact much more, and they appear to have more Tyrone people appear to be present here than Kerry people, where they cornered the ticket probably all over the rest of the country. And when they were passing down the new Cusick stand a moment ago in the parade behind the Arcane Boys band, that it cut red and white confetti was thrown down from several places in the stand. They certainly have their support, but have carried the football we should to win this game.
They have the football game. I want to say hello to a very special person. I want to say hello to Mary O'Mahony. She's out there in Ferryford, Kathleen Muckless, and despite being diagnosed with motor neuron disease, and she's very ill, she paints her toenails and her fingernails green and gold, green and gold, green and gold. Mary, we're thinking of you. We hope you're feeling better, and we know that you're going to enjoy the game. That's Mary O'Mahony. Liam, and who's going to sing it, Liam? Only the men from
Carrasaveen.
Stephen McGoohan dressed out in their tuxedos out in the middle of the club. What a great day it is for them, Liam.
Yeah, wonderful occasion to show off their skills, and no bother to the McGoohan lads. They're well able for it. Kerry have gone into their huddle up in here now left. Tyrone are going to be defending the Canal goal in the first half. I see them going back into their positions. Well, I named two teams for you a few moments ago. How many of those 30 players are going to play in the positions allocated them in this programme? Well, that remains to be seen. We'll see as the game goes on what's going to happen. One player who has already not has abandoned his position is Tyrone, right corner back, Ryan McMenamin. He's come over to the left, where he's going to mark Cullum Gooch Cooper. Everybody predicted that. Everybody else is in his proper position at the moment. But we're just having a look. In the ball thrown in anyway, and the game is on. Michael Monaghan Kilcullier, the man in charge. William Kirby gets it to Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett drilling one away over the far side towards Owen Brosnan. Well taken down by Owen Brosnan. Falls with the effort of it. Punches one across the middle towards Darrell Shea. 60 yards out. Hops it. Nice low ball across towards William Kirby. William tackle getting it across to Darrell again. They're in a little bit of space here. Decides to use Tomas. Tomas drilling a high ball inside. Up they go for it. And Declan is fighting for it there. Whilst he fouls his man. And the free out taken quickly to Enda McGinley. Enda punching the ball up and down towards Brian McGuigan. Here he comes. It's not Brian McGuigan, it's Ryan Mellon. He's making a good run. Tomas O'Shea, however, got the tackle and Mark intercepts. Here comes Mark O'Shea, strolling up past the halfway line. Following him and robbing him is Sean Kavanagh. Mark overplaying that one a little bit. Picking it up there for Tyrone is Davey Hart. Getting it up for Peter Canavan. Canavan and Devin Ousman. And that's right, Brian McGuigan. He's took 31 yards out. Seamus Miley with a great tackle. A magnificent tackle. And he's dispossessed him. And this time, Mark O'Shea receives the ball again. Gives it to Darragh. That was Tomas to Mark to Darragh. A good crossbeam ball for Declan O'Sullivan, who's out now in the halfway line. Here comes Declan. Brian Doher is tackling him. He dispossesses him. But picking up the ball, he's fouled, and it's a free in. And the free is taken very quickly. In towards Colin Cooper. Two men on him. Cooper from an angle. Crisis shot. And magnificent point by Colin Cooper after a minute and a half.
A superb point by Colin Cooper, the goose. Wonderful point. Great there by Kerry. It all came from the back line. Seamus Moynan hit his man a bit of shoulder, dispossessed him. The ball went down to Gooch. Left leg corner flag over the bar. Superb stuff.
A quick kick out to Conor Gormley. Conor getting in the middle to Brian Doer. The workhorse bit for Tyrone. They're working it across here towards Michael McGee. McGee tops the ball out in the halfway line, getting across to Philip Jordan. Low ball by Philip Jordan to Brian McGuigan. Back to Jordan. He's now 50 yards out from the Kerry goal. Going up along the Hogan stand side here. Punches the ball inside. That's towards Stephen O'Neill. O'Neill, Tyrone's danger man. Getting the ball across. Moynihan is there. Pulls it confidently down. Gets it out to Darragh O'Shea. Darragh O'Shea up along the wing. And there is Declan O'Sullivan. Sending a long, long ball forward. Here's Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan in possession. To Tyrone, and he tries one from a very awkward angle. And it's another excellent point by Owen Brosnan, the two crossmen on target within the first 2.5 minutes.
A superb point by Owen Brosnan, the solicitor. He's playing full forward. He started off there. That's a tactic they were using in training all the week. Playing him inside full forward, a big tall man. And that was an absolutely superb point by the Croakmen. Now two Croakmen have got in the scoring sheet in the first 3 minutes. Great point by Brosnan. Kerry leading 2-0. It promises to be a cracker. A very, very open game. Sun beaming down at Croke Park.
Pascal McConnell, this time he's gone back to take the long run at this kick, then gives that, drives that left footed ball, going way up past the halfway line. Dara goes up for it, it's knocked down, racing back for Philip Jordan, leaving it now for Conor Gormley. Conor Gormley being well tackled by Declan O'Sullivan. Liam Hassett has fouled him, and that's going to be free out for Tyrone. Philip Jordan with the ball in his hands, 70 yards out from his own goal, waiting for somebody to run into position. They're making the various runs, but one of the Tyrone players adjusting his laces there. It's centre-half-back Conor Gormley, who came in for a bit of heavy tackling there from Liam Hassett. They've taken now to Brian Doer. Doer lands a huge high ball inside. Danger here, and we're almost danger, but well averted by Tom O'Sullivan. And that ball, Peter Canavan almost held it, but didn't, and he was just inside Tom O'Sullivan. Tom will have to be very careful with that man. He's marking Canavan. Liam Hassett transfers it to Tomas O'Shea. Tomas to Declan O'Sullivan. Out around the middle of the field. Poor ball from Declan, but he recovers. Sending the ball away over towards the sideline. That ball is going to go over the sideline just before William Kirby can get there. Line ball for Tyrone. It's a bit of sloppy play there by the Kerry men. It's taken to Brian McGuigan. Brian McGuigan hopping it. Mulligan running alongside him, but McGuigan takes it on. He's on the ground, getting it back now to Sean Kavanagh. Kavanagh on the 70-yard line. Fists the ball across to McGuigan again. The Kerry defence working well. But now, here comes Owen Mulligan. He's the danger man. Gets it to Conor Gormley, who's up helping the forward. A good run by Gormley. A shooting chance here for Ryan Mellon. Drops it in and over the bar. First goal for Tyrone after 4.5 minutes. It's 2-1.
Yeah, that was an excellent point by Ryan Mellon, the wing forward. And it was got Conor Gormley, the centre-back, who started it up. Brought the ball up along the field. Kerry kicking into the railway goal here, defending the canal goal. And it was Ryan McMillan, the wing forward, from just inside the 45. Right leg over the bar. And a sea of red and white and green and gold on Hill 16.
Dermot Murphy getting a good whack at it up the go for it in the middle. The ball breaking down, and onto the breaking ball is Enda McGinley. He bursts forward, getting the ball inside towards McGuigan. McGuigan left footed, and Ryan Mellon has escaped here, and he's escaped James Moynan. He's coming in, has a good shot and a great chance. Sends it in over the bar, the equaliser by Ryan Mellon, and that was a bit of laxness in the Kerry defence.
Yeah, that was a good bit of laxness in defence, and Mellon was let go. The one thing I notice at the moment on both sides, there's a lot of loose marking. The game is flowing from end to end. There's very fast frees. When a player is fouled, he takes the free very, very fast. Ryan Mellon there, even though Seamus Meaney came out to block the kick, he got the ball, put it straight and threw over the bar. The score's a level, 2 points here. We're in for an absolute thriller.
5.5 minutes gone and Tyrone have recovered. No doubt about that from their slow start. That's a good bit of feeling in the middle of the field by Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan getting it to Paul Gallivan. Gallivan turning coolly, dropping a huge high ball inside. Hooper is making a run here. Here's Callum Cooper getting it across to Canada. He has it. Oh! A magnificent goal by Darragh Canada. Created by Colin Cooper.
Darragh Canada, Farron Gert, Dr. Ravey on the left, the commentator. Commentates that ball into the back of the net. And once again, it was Colin the Goose Cooper. He got the ball, turned around, and with an absolutely superb pass. He just got it, came out, collected it beautifully, pass over, suited down to the ground, and O'Kaneda sent it low into the net, past McDonald, give no chance whatsoever. Great move, lovely score, great goal, good work by Cooper.
Well, a good pass put by Jace Kaneda, still had a bit to do to pull it down. Michael McGee almost got there. Kaneda, coolness personified, the experienced man, the man in the right spot. That's why Sinéan Fogg went out of Kaneda, came up to Clahesha, and kick him off, kick past the McConnell. Horace Lorne of Puerto Reese. But down goes Paul Gannon, but he picked that ball up off the ground. And there's no arguing about that, 60 yards off from Kerry goal. And here's the take, and Peter Canavan himself grabbing it in. George Mulligan. Mulligan turning on his right foot. This is looking good for Tyrone. It's over the bar. A very quick reply to that goal by the Tyrone men. It's Kerry 1-2, Tyrone 3 points.
Yeah, that's Owen Mulligan, the blonde Owen Mulligan. He scored 2-16 so far. And another point here. That was best up. Lovely ball in by Peter Canavan. Mulligan got it turned around over the bar. And now all the Kerry full forward line has scored. Remember, Owen Brosnan is playing full forward, Colin Cooper and Darragh Canada in the two corners. That's what Kerry are using, that's the tactic, and they're putting the big tall Owen Brosnan in because he can get them high and he can get them low. Liam, a cracking game.
Cracking game, and back up at the other end, Mike McCarthy is marking Owen Mulligan. Tom Sullivan has the duty of marking Peter Canavan, while I see Aidan O'Mahony gone back into Mark Stephen O'Neill. He's playing at full back at the Moss O'Shea in possession for Kerry. Back to Declan O'Sullivan, 60 yards out. Nice dummy by Declan, taking on two Tyrone players. Back to Tomas. He's away out in the wing here. He's going to send a high ball across to Colin Cooper. Cooper goes up for it, knocks it down to Brosnan. Here's Brosnan turning high, and by Brosnan, and all gone to the left and gone wide.
Yeah, good opportunity by Owen Brosnan there, but he was turning around, he was kicking it very, very fast, and it all evolved from a great bit of catching by William Kirby out in the middle of the field. Brilliant fielding by the Aston Stacks men. Finished up eventually Tomas O'Shea, good run by him. Finished up inside with Owen Brosnan, and Owen turned around, snapshot, just pulled it wide.
Another kick out from the big, tall, 6'5" Pastor McConnell.
The crowd are humming, buzzing with anticipation.
No doubt about it, this is the game. It's coming away up, that goes over that O'Shea's head, but Kirby's back to grab it. 50 yards from his own goal. That's the distance that McConnell's kick is carrying. He gets it out to Dar O'Shea. Dar O'Shea trying to pass it to Mark O'Shea, and he's fouled there by Owen Mulligan, who's doing it, or by Peter Canavan rather, who's coming way out the field. Canavan, of course, while he is lethal as a point scorer, is also lethal with his delivery. But Kerry have this ball. William Kirby, the man, soloing forward inside the 50-yard line, and Colin Cooper is knocked out of it inside in the square at the moment. And the referee, the crowd are booing behind the canal goal. Kerry still in possession. Seamus Moynan to Declan. Declan to Darragh. Here's Dar O'Shea. Is he going to try one of his long ones? He is. It's half blocked down. And there, Ryan McMenamin is there under it in his own. Owen Brosnan tackles him. And the referee, the crowd is still booing. But Peter Canavan gets possession inside his own 50-yard line. And referee Michael Monaghan is refusing to go into Colin Cooper. And play goes on. And here's Tyrone coming away. Davy Hart pissing it up for Stephen O'Neill. O'Neill getting it back to Brian Doher. And Brian Doher is now on the ground. And I think we've heard of Aidan O'Mahony getting a smallish bit of ticking here. But what's going to happen at the other end? Ryan McMenamin was the player standing beside Colin Cooper. The next thing, he was on the ground. I can't say I saw what happened. I didn't wish you.
No, I didn't either, Liam, because it was way, way off the ball there. Something happened just inside in the square, and Colin Cooper is down at the moment, and he appears to be staying down. The crowd were absolutely going berserk. We'll have to wait and see what comes out of this. What would the referee do? It happened right in front of the two umpires. Now, I have no doubt at all about it, but they must have seen exactly what happened, and the referee will surely go back to them there and consult with what has happened. But yeah, he's starting his run from the 45-meter line. He's got to go back the whole into the
yellow card to Aidan O'Mahony up at the other end. Now we'll see what's going to happen down here, and what are those umpires, what are they made of? This is a big test for them. Are we going to get the protection that a player deserves of Colin Cooper's capabilities, or is the referee going to ignore it? If he does, if he was this in the back burner, it's going to be a sad day for football, I think that much. The umpires, John Joe Burden, Kieran O'Donnell, John O'Toole and Jack Monahan, the referee's brother, I don't know which two are down there, I don't know them personally, but the referee's going in, he's having a chat with them, and I doubt, to be honest with you, if anything is going to be done about it, but still, Ethan Ivory is in there.
Yeah, but along Cullum seems to be, he seems to be back injured, Liam.
And the referee's only going towards Colin Cooper, he's talking to no one else.
That's right, yeah, it appears so, that the umpires haven't seen.
He's just looking
exactly
at that watch now,
yeah.
So the umpires must have nothing, the referee has nothing. If we're going to be meeting that thing here today, well, I'm afraid, and Aidan O'Mahony for good, Hall have to challenge up at the other and get the yellow card, but then I think Kerry could be in trouble if this is the style of refereeing we're going to have in this game. 11 minutes and 20 seconds into the game, it's a goal and 2 points to 3 points, and while Kerry have been the more impressive team up to now, when Tyrone have got their chances, they've scored 3 points recently from free kicks. They have had no wide as far as I can remember, and I mean that is good point scoring, there's no doubt about that.
It is indeed, Liam, and I would say Colin Cooper seems to have got a bang into the side of the head. He appears to be slightly concussed, even if Ivory is in. She was talking to them, trying to get them right. I certainly didn't see what happened off the ball there, but I'm amazed if something did happen that the two umpires hadn't seen it. That's what they're there for, and there's no doubt it happened inside in the small square, and at the other end, as you say, Kerryman got a yellow card.
Well, that's the way it's working out, and Tyrone have their chance here now. Here's the free, been taken by Stephen O'Neill, he pulled it away to the right and wide, and well, we're not going to say we're sorry about that. Referee is calling Willem Kirby over towards him, and I say giving him some instructions now, are Kerry going to readjust their player, what are they going to do? Well, Ryan McMenamin actually shook hands with Colin Cooper twice when he got up there and walked out towards him, but McMenamin, as we know, well, on the last occasion, he did something that wasn't entirely within the rules of GA. Here it comes from Sullivan. Getting it out to Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett finds just at the second attempt, finds Moynan. Finds Daroche. Daroche shakes off one tackle. A good overlapping ball here. Here's Matt Boucher. He can score from here. He sends a lovely dummy. Goes in on and makes a hames of it. Sending it a yard or two to the right and wide after getting himself clear.
He did everything perfect. Lovely pass by his brother Dara into Mark. Mark saw it in. He pretended to kick. He saw it. An absolutely superb dummy. Colin Cooper or Mikey Shee, he wouldn't sell it. Did everything right. An open point in front of him and pulled the ball back the wide. But I suppose that's why he's a corner back and not a corner forward.
Well, a wing back, I suppose, today, but at the same, or a centre back possibly today. But perhaps he should have taken it another step and maybe fisted it. However, it's rather easy from up here in the stand. Here comes a big high kick out. Of course, Kirby for it. Knocks it down. It is grabbed there by centre half back Conor Gormley for Tyrone. Conor Gormley fisting the ball across the centre to the unmarked Philip Jordan. Jordan coming forward, tackled by Liam Hassett, hops it, getting it back now. Up there towards Ryan Mellon. Cross towards Brian Doer here. Brian Doer taking off. Here's the man who does all the work for Tyrone, getting into a situation here. Kerryman all around him, and he's over to clear the ball. Good tackling by the three Kerry half-backs together there. And Seamus Moynan takes the free quickly to Declan O'Sullivan. Out along the wing. Declan cutting in the centre now, giving it to Tomás. Tomás, a nice ball in the centre. And here's Tom O'Sullivan making a run. He's gone past the halfway line. Coming up to the 50. Tom Sullivan. Then he passes it back towards Paul Gallivan. And he doesn't get it, but Paul Gallivan bowled over as he picks it up. Now he's tackled by Peter Canavan. Gets it back over to Matt Boucher. Matt Boucher looking up, dropping the high ball inside. But it, Ryan McMenamin, unchallenged, rises for that. Gets it out. Eventually, they work it out nicely to Enda Gormley. Enda Gormley shaking off the few channels, getting it to Philip Jordan. Jordan further out to Brian Doer again. And Brian Doer back to Jordan. He's very pacey, coming forward. Moynihan facing him. Jordan sends it wide for Owen Mulligan. Mulligan is going to take on McCaffrey here. McCaffrey still inside him. Very high ball for Mulligan. Dropping inside. Jermaine Murphy has it on the edge of his own square. Gets it out to Tom O'Sullivan on the 14-yard line. Tom coming out. Almost 15 minutes gone in the game. It's still 1-2 for Kerry. 3 points for Tyrone. Laroche in possession, holding the ball up. Tackled by Kavanagh. Goes past Kavanagh. Now he's faced by Brian McGuigan. Trying to bulldoze his way past him. Gets it to Matt Boucher instead. Matt drops another high ball in. Towards O'Kaneda. O'Kaneda almost had it. But the second man took it away from him. And Ryan McMenamin is coming away soloing for Tyrone again. He's out 70 yards now. McMenamin getting it up along the wing now towards David. Davy Hart, Jamie Hart, a long ball forward. That's for Stephen O'Neill. Stephen O'Neill in possession. Tackled by Declan O'Sullivan by two Kerry players. And Paul Gallivan, sorry, is one of them. And Paul is the man who robs him. And they've worked it away nicely to Declan O'Sullivan now. Declan, 70 from his own goal. Here comes the flying Tomás O'Shea. Tomás now looking for support. The backup is there again from Declan. In the centre. Pass all the time. Liam Hassett, the man, gets it inside towards Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan tries one from out the field. Curls it in. Curling over the bar. The second for Owen Brosnan. And a badly needed score for Kerry at this stage. After 16 minutes, 1-3 to 3 points.
Oh, superb point again by Kerry. Great flowing football in all stats when Paul Gallivan dispossessed his men. Great stuff by Gallivan. Great stuff by Fifth Old Men. Lovely flowing football. Tomás O'Shea down along the field. It's finished up with Owen Brosnan. What a move it was to put him in full forward. I was saying they were trying it in training during the week. And we were all wondering would they try to bring it off. Big strong man got the ball, turned around, left it over his head. He's second point. Darragh Kinnear, the goal, and Cullen Cooper also a point.
Big out from Big Pascal McConnell again, coming out this side this time. Liam Hassett and Jordan are going for this one. Liam Hassett brings it down and he's picked it off the ground, and the referee blows his whistle there quite correctly. Jack O'Connor retrieves the ball, giving it to Philip Jordan, 70 yards out from the Tyrone goal. Philip Jordan, this is a long one up along the wing, and this is aimed inside there for Brian McGuigan. Mark O'Shea is with him, chipped along the ground by McGuigan to Canavan. Here's Canavan, and some good ball is played to McGuigan. He's in here and he kicked it into the side netting. Kevin Murphy had the angle covered, I thought, but at the same time it was an occasion, I think, that deserved a fisted ball over the bar.
Yeah, lovely work by Peter Canavan. Yeah, a little quick fist over the head into Brian McGuigan, and McGuigan went right through, but Murphy had it well covered. Really, he was at a very, very difficult angle. He kicked it low in along, but Murphy definitely, to me, had it covered, and it rattled into the side net. It's 1-3 to 3 points. The Kingdom leading, going for their 34th, and Tyrone going for their second.
Darren knocked it down to Tomás, to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan doing on the mount to work at midfield. He's gone past 3-4 Tyrone for the seal. He's 50 yards out from the goal, and he missed a good rattle of his shoulder now from Conor Gormley. He gets it back now, and well, they're struggling for it away over here, and it's won for Kerry by William Kirby. William Kirby back to Paul Gallivan, back to Kirby, and Kirby to Paul Gallivan, taken out with a late tackle there by Brian Dewar, and I think the referee was on the spot. That was kind of foolish by the Tyrone captain. His name now will certainly go into the book along with Aidan O'Mahony. I think this is the second yellow card of the game.
This will be the second yellow card, no doubt at all about it. It was a bit silly really by Brian Dewar and Jose Liam, because Gallivan had got the ball gone off, but wasn't that some tackle by Conor Gormley on Declan O'Sullivan? Declan came down the field, he was eating up the ground. The captain came in, shipped him on, mighty tackle, and threw him back in
shoulder
his heels.
Shoulder to shoulder,
threw him back in his heels. It was the class of the Titans, you could say, Conor Gormley and Declan O'Sullivan.
And the free has been taken back by Seamus Moynan, and he gets it back again from Matt O'Shea. Moynan is coming through here. Drops one inside, but into the goalkeeper's hands. And Seamus Moynan, well, he'll have to do better than that. He's going to be coming forward to Joe McMahon. McMahon, the new fullback, converted midfielder. He's soloing across his own 14-yard line. He clears it out towards Michael McGee, who's made plenty room there. Michael McGee, Gooch is following him, and Colin Cooper closing him down. Liam Hassett also. He goes back, waiting for Ryan McMenamin to come and support. Here's McMenamin, and he's going on a run this time. He gives it to McGuigan, and gone loose away over on the far side. It's Davy Hart. He's escaped him. Paul Gallivan now is coming after him, but Davy Hart has room. He shoots right across the face of the goal to the left and wide. And one thing we see, I think, if Kerry can mark Tyrone's sharp shooting forwards, Peter Callaghan, Stephen O'Neill and Owen Mulligan, I think the rest of them are not great score getters.
They're not great score getters, Liam, but they're getting into a lot of scoring positions. There's an awful lot of movement between Davy Hart and Brian Doher in particular, and Philip Jordan. They're coming up, they're overlinking, they're linking up, but as you say, the Kerry defence is marking the good scorers all the time.
Ryan Mellon was under the break there quicker than anyone else. Now he's found Mulligan. Now Mulligan has found Doher. Doher has gone past Seamus Moynan and brings him down. Free in for Tyrone on the 21-yard line. Out comes the referee's book and a noting for Seamus Moynan, and that's going to be a ticking for him. He can't do it again, or it's a free. And well, I think the Tyrone man could be getting up there now. He's still lying on the ground, receiving that bit of attention. Seamus Moynan really just pulled him back by the arm. Dewar went down like a sack of sports. Maybe he hopped his head off the ground. I think that's exactly what happened there in the big screen replay. and it's nothing whatsoever to do with the attempt Seamus Moynihan made in him, but it just shows you how fast Tyrone are in possession. Every man of them, half backs and half forwards, are capable of taking on a man, and if passing one man or two, you'll have to be able to stop.
Yeah, and I was just after a match about Brian Doher. I mentioned him there just a minute ago, how dangerous he was coming forward. He was covering the world ground. He was gone past Seamus that time. Seamus had nothing else to do, only to foul him. And I noticed now Gary O'Shea coming over to Jack O'Connor on the sideline. They're having a bit of a powwow. Jack is whispering something into his ear, into Gary O'Shea's ear. We'll see what happens there, Liam.
Well, Mulligan has no problem. Owen Mulligan sends the ball high and over the bar. It's a 2-point game again. Kerry won 3, Tyrone 4 points. And we have 21 minutes gone in this All-Ireland Senior Football Final here from Croke Park, brought to you by Radio Kerry, in association with the Irish Examiner. For all that's best in sport, Jeremy Domaracuog, Hanganay Kusha, Iktak Tamak, Agus Bola, Kick Moorar, Darren Leroad, Eik Tolling, Shapto Statok, Hul Kiri, Teglano Sullivan, Grit Tomás O'Shea, looking up, then send that ball completely astray, and the man who's hanging back in front of Colin Cooper, sent half back, Conor Gormley, had no problem sending that one forward, but a lovely interception here. Great football by Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony fouled by two Tyrone players, and Aidan takes the free quickly, sends it out to Mark. Back to Dara. Dara, nice ball out to being towards Willem Kirby. Willem Kirby, McGuigan works back to try and stop Kirby here, but Kirby can pass him. Good shoulder on from Willem Kirby. Now he must send it in. He kicks a high one in towards Colin Cooper. To the edge of the square. Goalkeeper comes out. They go for it. It's a 45 off the hands of Pascal McConnell. He was jumping with Cooper, and he's 6'5". Colin Cooper was around the 6 foot mark, or slightly under it.
Yeah, but still in all, Cooper still got the 45 metre free, because he was backing back in on top of the goalkeeper.
It was just at the edge of the small parallelogram. If he could have got his hands in, that was bingo. And McConnell knew that. That's why he came out and used his height to punch it over the end. And here's a chance for Daro Canada, even though it's about halfway between the post and maybe a little nearer to the post and just to the sideline.
He's been kicking well in training, Liam.
Yeah, I'd say he has been kicking well. He's very much a confidence player. His goal in the early minutes of this game gave Kerry that important lead here from Darragh Canada. He's got dropping shot, dropping inside. It pissed it all by Owen Brosnan, but it's just outside the post and gone wide.
Yeah, Pascal McConnell got some rush of blood to his head there. I don't know what brought him out, because it was Owen Brosnan just got his fisted. The goalkeeper really had no business coming out there whatsoever, because the backs were, he came away out, went up in the air, punched the ball, and it was Owen Brosnan just got his fisted, and the ball whizzed wide.
If it went in, there was no stopping that. It had gone into the corner, and it's very hard to stop when those fisted balls and
very fast pace, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, they're bound to flag here sometime. The thing is, who's going to last to the most? Who's going to last the best? 1-3 to 4 points. 23 and a half minutes gone. Kerry winning it well in the middle again. Again, it's Paul Gallivan to Kirby. Back to Darragh. They're playing an amount of the ball, this trio out there on the middle. And Darragh's robbed by Brian Doerr. And Brian Doerr says, Kavanagh away. Kavanagh's away. Here's Declan O'Sullivan trailing him. Kavanagh, can he kick a point from here? Drops it in, and Jamie Murphy has it in the goal line. That was a chance for Kavanagh after a big mistake by Dara O'Shea, conceding the possession to Brian Doerr, and he should not indeed. Paul Gallivan now drawing 3 or 4 Tyrone players on him over there, but he gets it back to Dara O'Shea, and Dara leaves it off very quickly this time. Leaves it off, and it's lost again by Mike McCarthy, but he gets it back. They must be very conscious of the Tyrone people closing them down here, and Seamus Moynihan now in possession, and he's been closed down. And he gets a nice little cross out, Willem Kirby. Willem Kirby sent Tom Solomon scampering downfield again. Tom, well into the Tyrone half. Give it to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea turning, dropping a high ball in towards the Canadian goal. Goal scores with McManaman's swung there and that. And, well, he definitely made contact with the ball and the out of Davy Hart. And Davy Hart has got a loose man up here. It's Brian McGuigan. Brian McGuigan, low ball across. That's for Stephen O'Neill. It passes them both. And going back for it is Dara O'Shea for Kerry. Dara O'Shea, a lot of Kerry men back there. A few of them would should be a bit forward. A very poor ball by Dara. Jordan cuts it off. Jordan gets it to McGuigan. McGuigan sending it across. It's well taken by Stephen O'Neill this time. He sends it in the middle. Towards Brian Doerr. Back to Stephen O'Neill. A chance for him, but it's on the right foot. He sends a very good cross ball. Towards Brian McGuigan. McGuigan on the right foot this time. In towards the post. Aaron Angle. Gone high and over the bar. It's a 1-point game in Croke Park. and Kerry have only themselves to blame for conceding possession there.
That was a superb pipe by McGuigan. Great play by Tyrone. They were able to keep possession of the ball, even though it was very, very crowded. Now Peter Canavan's led a very strange game. He's roaming right back to the end of the field, coming up along the wing, drawing out the players. Will his legs last running like that? A 1 point game now. Great point by McGuigan. And from Art, the little cup from Art broke there.
Well taken down again by Ryan Mellon. There's too much of a gap between the Kerry full forward line and the rest of the play. The half forwards will have to move into the attack a bit more, because there is no target for the backs like Mike McCarthy, who's in possession now. Mark O'Shea, whom he gives to. Now William Kirby. There's nobody down this end of the field except Conor Gormley, who's playing a lone, lone defender in front of Colin Cooper. And Kerry have lost it again to Brian McGuigan. Brian McGuigan getting it to Owen Mulligan. Owen Mulligan going forward, 70 yards out, giving it to Dewar. Here's Brian Dewar cutting through on the right foot, looking good, going high. Is it the equaliser? It's not. Well, the debate is the equaliser. Jim had not been trying to tell the umpires was wide, but the benefit of the doubt goes to Brian Dewar, and Kerry will certainly have to fill this part of the field here. That is outside the Tyrone half back line. There's no Kerry player down there. Tyrone, there has to be upfield. That suits Tyrone down
the half forward line are moving back too far. They're falling back behind their own 45 metre line. They're leaving a big, huge hole above. There's nothing for them to aim at, and they're trying to work the ball out in a passing movement, and they're losing position constantly.
Dara has it now again. He'll have to aim for the full forward line. He goes for Cooper. Colin Cooper turning. McMenamin on him. They're in the end line. Cooper McMenamin is threatened. Cooper put a push in the back, but he gets the ball and comes away with it. The referee being very liberal here with Brian McMenamin. However, that's the play with Conor Gormley has it now. And Kerry playing into Tyrone's hands at the moment. Not having a half forward line up that's going to win possession and do battle with the two Tyrone players who are hanging back. Now it's Peter Canavan. And Tyrone now are on the run. Here's Philip Jordan. A great tackle by Declan O'Sullivan. The ball breaking back and it's handled on the ground. But the free is given against Kerry. It was handled on the ground there by Davy Hart. But the free was given against Paul Gallivan initially. And a small bit of a shenanigans breaking out there. I think that's a little bit harsh. But the referee gone in now, and a lot of the players have gathered around there. But it's nothing really to worry about. The linesman has come into the referee, and I wonder, is another Kerry player going to get booked here? And are the officials watching Tyrone at all? Is it just Kerry they're watching, or what is it? The referee listening. Now the second linesman comes in, and so I think that they're at Kerry, pointing at Owen Mulligan. He must have done something.
He came straight in. Actually, Owen Mulligan came straight in, because he started the scamazzle there, and just on the 45 metre line. Declan O'Sullivan was incensed with the way the free was given. It appeared to me as if a Tyrone man had touched the game, the ball on the ground, and the referee gave a free in. Declan O'Sullivan was incensed by it. Owen Mulligan rushed in then, and a bit of a scamazzle developed. The referee has gone in. I don't see him flashing any yellow cards of any description. We'll have to wait and see. But him at the moment, Tyrone and beginning to take over that little
bit. And he's booking Tom O'Sullivan. He's come over to Tom O'Sullivan, and he's taking his particulars. But Tom was the first man who went in there, or ever thought he went in fair on the tackle. And then Mulligan came in with the boot, and it's Mulligan and a yellow card for Tom O'Sullivan. That puts Tom in danger now in this game. And that's it.
Yeah, that's unusual there, whatever happened. The linesman was
inside. That's Michael Monaghan. I watched Michael Monaghan refereeing Tyrone against Monaghan in the qualifier that was played here in Croke Park. I was not one bit happy with his display that day. I thought he gave Tyrone too much. He was too easy on them. He's doing the same today. This could cost Kerry. This is a free in for Tyrone from the 50-yard line. It should have been a free out for Kerry. We have 29 and a half minutes gone in the first half. And, well, the referee is bringing the ball down, and he's going to throw in the ball. They've lost the free. That's over Mulligan going in, I would imagine. The free was awarded, of course. Dara O'Shea and Sean Cavanagh will go for this one. The ball breaking down. One for Kerry and given away by Aidan O'Mahony. And Tyrone are back with it. And it's Enda Gormley, Enda McGinley for Tyrone. Getting it back to Peter Canavan. Canavan out around the middle there. He gets it in towards Brian McGuigan. Brian McGuigan, 60 yards out. Tyrone holding possession now, trying to drive forward. McGuigan coming forward, giving it to Kavanagh. Kavanagh hops it, coming out along the wing here. Still Sean Kavanagh trying to shake off Seamus Moynihan. 3 or 4 carry backs. Now it's Canavan. He's the man who can give the dangerous pass. And there's a Tyrone player on his own, and way over, calling for his way over the far side. But it's Kavanagh who gets it. and he's in the back towards Brian Jewell. Brian Jewell, 60 yards out. He's got great cushioning and Seamus Mynan fouls him again. And the referee's gone for the back pocket straight away.
That'll be yellow card for Seamus Mynan.
And he was 6 miles ago, so this time it's a yellow card for a foul again.
And
on
do you
Brian
know what
Jewell
happened here? It's frustration because Tyrone will have to keep Kerry after pulling all their players back behind the ball. They're playing the swarming game now. That doesn't suit Kerry. It suits Tyrone because they're holding possession, passing it around and inviting the fouls. The way Kerry are playing at the moment certainly isn't suiting this game.
That's at all. There's no player. If you look out in the in the Tyrone half of the field, there are only 7 players. The Tyrone goalkeeper, Colin Cooper, Darrow Canadian, Owen Brosnan, all the other Kerry players inside their own 50-yard line. And here comes the free. Stephen O'Neill this time, and he sends it over. And Tyrone lead for the first time in this game after 41 minutes of play. And I think Kerry should pull their half-forward line back very, very quickly indeed. Paul Gallivan moving back, Liam Hassett moving back, but they're still not coming far enough. A short kick out to Tom O'Sullivan, and they're still holding it up there. They must spread themselves out and spread this game around, and particularly down towards the other end of the field. Kerry playing the short passing game, and Tyrone tackling, and Darrow Shea in danger of losing it again. There's still no targeting down here where they should be. Conor Gormley standing in front of the two Kerry full forwards. Seamus Moynan in possession. Paul Gallivan in possession. This is stupid football. Paul Gallivan drives a high one out in towards Colin Cooper. Cooper wins it. He's coming in towards the edge of the square. He's trying to turn on the right foot. Pulls it in. And comes it over the bar for the equaliser. And fair play to him. He had a fight for his ball, win it, and then make his angle. And I think more of these Kerry players will have to play as forwards. They're all playing as backs.
That was an absolutely wonderful point by Cooper. Oh, the skill of him, the way he twisted and turned, came in from the inline and then from an impossible angle with Conor Gormley and Ryan McMinniman breathing down on top of him. He turned around, swiveled on the right at the left leg, and with the right leg just pushed the ball over the bar. An absolutely wonderful point by Cooper. What a joy it is to see him playing Gaelic football.
McConnell with another huge belt, knocked down by well won by Mark O'Shea. Brilliantly done by Mark O'Shea. He's going to end up the far side of the field. Colin Gallagher had a good run inside. Yeah, Mark doesn't see him. Mark trying to run across the centre now towards Cooper again. But Cooper, well held by McMenamin on that occasion. And McMenamin goes back, retrieves the ball, gets it out to Philip Jordan. Philip Jordan coming away for Tyrone out to big Sean Kavanagh. Sean Kavanagh in the middle. Over to Jewell. Almost intercepted, but Kavanagh came. And now Darrow Kinnaird has beaten him. To Colin Cooper out the field. Cooper this time, not so good. Just slightly to the left, but a very hard angle on the pressure's gone left and wide.
Yeah, but it was good work by Darrow Kinnaird. He dispossessed the man with the ball. Colin Cooper was on it, took the pass. Left leg kicking into the canal goal here in Croke Park. A packed Croke Park, 85,000 people up around that here. And with the left leg, just pulled the ball wide. The scores are level. It's going as expected. Everyone was expecting a titanic struggle. That's exactly the way it's going. 7 points each.
And the three Kerry full forward line, including Owen Brosnan, who's playing at full forward, they're all inside in the D now. And it's for us to make the break then into the space. And well, let's hope it works again. Can we hold some more of this ball? Darrow Shea in the middle of the field. A bad pass to James Mynan, but Mynan recovered. He's fouled. Free for Kerry. And Mynan trying to tell players to get forward. Who's we going to kick this to? Again, it's coming in towards Colin Cooper. It's too big this time. It's going wide. And that's a little bit of panic by Darrow Shea. He was almost 70 yards out, all right. But a kick carried hugely over the end line and wide. And the thing is, we're lacking target men inside from the three insider marks. Breaking half forwards is a thing we are missing. And now we're going to find out, after 34 minutes of this first half, how much more time, added time, the referee is going to play. He's just told the linesman, as Pascal McConnell lines up another kick out. Can Kerry break forward again? Can we get into the lead again before half time? Kerry won 4, Tyrone 7 points. Probably a fair reflection on the play so far. Pascal McConnell's kick out going straight out the middle. It'll be William Kirby to go for it. And he wins it well. Beating McGinley at ease, getting it back towards Darrow Shea. And Darrow Shea sends it way back for the Dwayne O'Mahony. He gets it forward for Declan O'Sullivan. Declan tackled. And I thought he was fouled, but anyway, he gives it to Seamus Mynan, who's flying forward. Now he's looking. He's going to overplay it, and he does. And this is ridiculous football from Kerry.
Yeah, they should be leaving it in more. The one or two times they left it in, something came. They're definitely overholding it now. Definitely overholding it.
Well, the free take now to Brian McGuigan, being tackled by Seamus Moynan, way out near the sideline. Moynan has to be careful, he's on a yellow card as well. And this one well taken there by Tom O'Sullivan. 2 extra minutes to be played. Tom getting it back there, across to Moss O'Shea. Aidan O'Mahony firing it back to Dara, who's away back in defence. They're working it away out again. There's men, bodies, plenty of bodies back around Kerry's half back line. Is there any breaking forward now as Kirby has the ball? There's none breaking forward. Kinnaird comes out. They're heisting the big one in towards Cooper again. Cooper and McMenamin. And it's a free out. Cooper judged to be fouling McMenamin there. What a joke as Brian McGuigan gets the ball. Brian McGuigan being tackled by Owen Brosnan. But they're working it away up the wing again. And the man that's loose is Philip Jordan again. Philip drives a huge high ball. Danger here as Mulligan goes up for it. Owen Mulligan with a great chance to Canavan. A goal by Peter Canavan for Tyrone. And believe you me, that has been coming.
That has been coming. A superb goal by Tyrone. A wonderful goal. A big high ball went in. Mulligan got it field to the ball. Canavan was racing in all in his own. And with the left leg, he shot the ball. Low pass near McMurphy. First goal Kerry have conceded this year. Well fielded by Mulligan. Superbly fielded. Broke away from his man. Canavan was running in. And with the left leg, he's known as Peter the Great, just pushed the ball into the corner of the net.
Bad kick out by Jim McMurphy. McGuigan coming again. Here's Brian McGuigan to Sean Kavanagh. Kavanagh bursting his way in the middle. Gets it back to McGuigan. He tries the high one. Looking good. Going towards the post. And it's gone over the bar. And Tyrone, it is, who have finished the first half with a flourish and put himself into a 4-point lead at the almost the 37 minutes off. 1-8 to 1-4 in favour of the Ulstermen. And believe me, Kerry's tactics in this game are beyond belief. But they're depending on throwing high balls into the full forward line. When that doesn't work, Tyrone will come away with it, and Conor Gormley, a loose cannon for them in front of the Kerry full forward line. Here's Tomás O'Shea breaking forward. Dara is with him. Tomás giving it to Dara. Dara cutting in at an angle. A lovely point by Dara O'Shea. And we need a few more of those. But we must work them from outside like that one, and players must be breaking forward. If they're all going to be playing out around the middle and their own half back line, then we must have far more Kerry players breaking forward into attack.
Well, that was a great run by Tomás O'Shea. Well done there, young Mr. O'Shea. Gave the ball to his brother Dara. Dara came flying through, right leg straight and through over the ball. That's better to come forward. They're trying to break out from the Tyrone defence, but they're not leaving any low ball into the full forward line. They seem to be putting all high ball into the full forward line. Their tactics at the moment, Liam, are a bit mixed up.
They are very mixed up. I think we should get our shape back, reshape our half forward line, reshape our forward line, and have a cut at that. I think that should be Canadian full forward, put on Brosnan on the 40, and let's Declan O'Sullivan roam all right, but I think we have to really have a good think at half time. Sean Kavanagh in possession. Tyrone had time to get another one. Sean Kavanagh taking on Dara O'Shea, now using Ryan Mellon. Ryan Mellon from way out the field, but this is coming to Damon Murphy in the goal. Damon Murphy safely grabbing the ball and fisting the way out the far side, and that says, as Seamus Moynan grabs the ball after 38 minutes, referee Michael Monaghan from Kildare, who certainly won't be a favourite of Kerry people, will lose a draw in this game. Kerry behind by a goal at half time. Tyrone 1-8, Kerry 1-5, and we'll have to change our tactics, I think, if we're going to win this game.
We will indeed, Liam. We're looking at the first half overall now. There's no doubt in my mind, but Tyrone looked the better team. They looked the more forceful team. They're coming forward in waves of attack. They're linking up. They're breaking. And their tactics are far better than the Kerry tactics at the moment. They're looking very, very forceful, very, very focused, and they're taking their scores well. That was an absolutely superb goal by Peter Canavan. And they're linking up, in particular Brian Doher and Philip Jordan. Conor Gormley's all in his own behind. We have no centre forward. Gormley's all in behind in his own. And any ball that does come into Cullen Cooper or Ron Boston, they have to work so hard for it, because Kerry have been bringing all their players behind the ball all the time. Ian, to put it mildly, the swarming game that Kerry are playing isn't working for them. Tyrone are looking a better side.
They're looking a better side because Kerry are making them look a better side with the way they're playing the ball. Kerry should have been putting more pressure on Tyrone by placing a half forward line up. Conor Gormley on his own, 50, 60 yards of empty space in front of him. I've counted numerous occasions when Kerry player won possession inside his own 50-yard line. They moved it out, man after man. They were still only out towards the 70, and there still was nobody occupying the forward spaces that they must. Tyrone know how to play this game. they bring men forward and they'll come forward and attack. Kerry seem to be happy once they get in defence to work it out to midfield and let him then send a high ball in. That's not working against a strong physical players like McMenamin and those inside, and especially with Gormley there for the break for them. All they have to do is tap it down. We have to get our shape back and put a half forward line into place.
And on the other hand then, Tyrone certainly, after them 9 games, we remarked about it before the game, how would it stand to them. Definitely they're coming forward, they're very strong, very forceful looking, and at the definitely in the first half they were definitely the better team. Now Kerry have to come out in the second half, they'll have to reorganise a bit, they'll have to put more forward power, as we say, up front, get the ball into the half forward line, open it up inside for the two forwards and try to get a bit of low ball in. They're not getting any, it's just all passing.
Exactly, I think the same. If Kerry go back defending, they'll have to come forward then when they win, and they'll have to come forward in waves. They're not doing that. Otherwise, I think they should go back to the status quo of Kerry football and play a six-man forward line. Let's hope they do that in the second half. Meanwhile, at Croke Park, at half time in Croke Park, Tyrone 1-8, Kerry 1-5, we'll take a break.
Kerry versus Tyrone, live in association with the Irish Examiner, delivering the best national, international and local sports coverage in Kerry.
August Falls are over location of Tarash and Sogaport, Kropig, Lahigan, Darala, the Clehic, Hanish, Naharan, the Vlain, Huavi, Lagos, the Kuig, August Kiri, Trifin, Tikundelig, Elohid, Nahuida, Iguina, Heroin. Well, a lot will have been said, as Gary says there, about tactics and on this and that and the other thing, and maybe I might have been a bit hard on referee Michael Monaghan, but I still have to say that a free he gave out against Colin Cooper, when it appeared to me as if McMenamin fouled Cooper, the free out led directly upfield to Tyrone's goal. But that's refereeing for you. The main disagreement I would have with Kerry's performance that first half, Grisha, is tactically. I think Tyrone have sucked them into their type of game. They've brought all our half forward line away back, and we're not coming forward fast enough. We have no targets to aim for except our full forward line, and we're sending high ball in their direction rather aimlessly, I thought.
Yes, Liam, there was two things happened in that first half, and when the game started, Kerry moved the balls very, very fast. They were moving it so fast that it was going up and down the field, and they were getting it in very, very fast. And then when Colin Cooper went down injured, it appeared to me after he getting up and after the stop in the play that the game seemed to have changed. And then Kerry decided that they'd fall back, play the swarming game, hold the ball in their own half, work it out slowly, and run into the tackles by the Tyrone players, and they weren't releasing the ball. They'll have to go back to their original game of getting the ball in fast, getting it in long, and moving it very, very fast. And not to be, they have fallen into the trap of trying to play the swarming game that we were beaten by Tyrone in 2003, Liam. We are actually playing that, and it doesn't suit us.
It does not suit us, yeah. I think we'll have to get our shape back, as it were, as in the forward line especially. Get our shape back, put in six forwards, place them in their places, make the Tyrone half-back line at least have to defend in their own half a lot more than they have been doing. It's to force them back.
And now, Liam, we must,
you're not going to do that by just passing the ball around on your own 50-yard line. You're drawing them forward, and they have intercepted a few times and got possession, and I think we could possibly have a Tyrone sub coming in to the game here. There was rumours that he was going to start, actually. That's Colin Holmes, number 24. He's definitely out there wearing a Tyrone jersey at the moment.
Well, the big thing is now is will this Tyrone team up their game again in the second half after the 9 games they've been played? And I kept remarking at this in all my previews of the match about how it should affect the game. Now, they seem to be able to come back from adversity all the time. By the way, out in Houston, Texas, Tom and Brenda Zanazon are listening to the match. They've moved away from the Hurricane Rita. They've moved inland, and that comes from Emer, Deirdre, Padraig, Aidan, Hogan, and all in the team today. We're sending you best wishes out in Houston, Texas. Now, Liam, the defining half for Kerry. I hope to God.
Weishi, sorry, just to interrupt you, Weishi, before you go any further. Peter Canavan has been taken off at halftime. He's been replaced by Colin Holmes.
I see Colin Holmes at midfield, and McGinley has gone forward.
Yeah.
And away we come, a high ball, lands inside George Owen Cross, and that's grabbed there for Tyrone by Joe McMahon. A foul on McMahon, or the ball gone over the end line, and McMahon is down, referee going in. What's the referee indicating? I suppose they're indicating a free out as usual, or it's the ball gone wide and it's a kick out. Joe McMahon receiving some attention there. So quite surprising that Peter Canavan has left the scene at half time. Whether it's tactical or whether he was injured, he didn't appear injured during, at the end of that first half.
Liam, I'd imagine is tactical. What they do now is, I mentioned during the commentary in the first half, how would Canavan keep running all over the field? At his age, he'd never keep up that pace. Now, he scored the goal, he put his team 3 points ahead, they've taken him off. Now, what they'll do again then is they'll bring him on later in the game. If the game especially is slipping from him, they'll bring him on as a sub again, which will ride the Tyrone team. I think that's a very shrewd move by their manager.
Well, they're capable of doing things like that, no doubt about it. They did it before. They took him off and they brought him back on again. There's no doubt about that. We remember that kick out from O'Connell coming out to the middle of the field, broken down there for Paul Gallivan. Paul Gallivan going forward, getting into Declan O'Sullivan, drops a high one inside. Again, it's a poor ball, and again, it's easy for McMenamin, who was in front, and he gets it away to Davy Hart. Davy Hart gets it out for Conor Gormley. Conor Gormley, John Torahan, trying to get past two or three Kerryman. The tackling is good here. But he gets it across the middle now, and they work it across nicely to Philip Jordan. Philip Jordan following up to the 70-yard line. And when he faced by Liam Hassel, he gets it to Brian Dewar. Brian Dewar with Mark Boucher in attendance. Dewar cutting in the middle. Dewar a low ball inside. That's for Stephen O'Neill. Nice work by McCarthy, knocks him off with. And away comes Seamus Moynihan. Here's one to Declan O'Sullivan on the halfway line. Declan O'Sullivan has Paul Gallivan in space for once. Here's Paul Gallivan, a low ball for Cooper. And Cooper has got this one. Gets it in turns and drops it in over the bar. And that's a bit better. More direct football for Kerry. The low ball to Cooper on that occasion was perfectly timed.
Yeah, that's much better now. That's the better style of football. Seamus Moynihan got that ball, passed it around, went out to Paul Gallivan. Paul Gallivan turned around and he left that low ball into Cullum Cooper. And he didn't get a low ball on in the first half. There was more open space there. They moved the ball faster. That's what we were remarking about. And Cooper left leg over the bar. His third point after play. Better play from Kerry and more open.
Well, kick out coming again from O'Connell. After 2 minutes, it's 1-8 to 1-6. Up goes Daroche. Daroche has broken it down, but the man underneath is Ryan Mellon for Tyrone. And he goes on. Here's Cavanagh away again. Like Cavanagh on a good run, comes in the middle, runs into a good challenge from Moynihan, but gets it out to McGuigan. McGuigan was going for point number three. Instead, he gives it to Dewar. He's going for point number three, but the left leg is not as good as the right, and he sends it left and he sends it wide.
The end is run by Canavan there. He's very gentle with that. He comes up, gives a little shuffle, and Canavan shuffle, tried to get through. He didn't do it, but great covering by the Kerry defence there. And eventually, the ball went wide there. Dewar got the ball. He took it with the left leg. He was off balance that little bit, but that's better. That's good covering by Kerry defence. It's an enthralling game, I must say that.
Well, Enda McGinley, who was midfield in the first half, is now at right corner forward in place of Peter Canavan. With Colin Holmes, here's Jordan bursting through again. Nice tackle there going in by Liam Hassel, but he gets it back to Ryan Mellon. Ryan Mellon, a nice ball again inside to Jordan. Jordan being stopped by Mike McCarthy. Jordan going back. Mellon makes the run on for him. Danger here for Kerry again. Getting it out to O'Sullivan Mulligan. Passes cool. Matt Boucher. Nice interception to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan tackled by three Tyrone players coming out this side of the field. Gives it to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan is last in. But Dara O'Shea is there to pick it up. And Dara is last in as well. But himself, Paul Gallivan to pick it up. And that's all happening. And Gallivan's ball has gone astray. And a high tackle then. Aidan O'Mahony rather. And Paul Gallivan could be in trouble again here with the referee. Well, Paul wasn't booked earlier on, but it was a high tackle there by Paul Gallivan, and I sent him there earlier on. It was Aidan O'Mahony who gave the full ball out, and Tyrone have a free in about 60 yards out, and Kerry passing it around and around and losing possession again. And what kind of a game is this for Kerry to be playing? I just can't understand it. Instead of being breaking out along the wings, and if you look out in Croke Park now, once again there are six players Pascal McConnell inside the Tyrone half of the field, along with Conor Gormley, who's standing 70 yards out, and there's no Kerry player, no Kerry half forward, or within the lesser role of the forward line. Anyway, here comes Stephen O'Neill, a long, long ball. It's looking good, but it's tailing. It comes up the upright. Mulligan, what a great chance. He fits it over the bar.
Yeah, that was good thing by Mulligan. Owen Mulligan, the other blondie head, Mark Mulligan. The big high ball went in, it came off high off the post. The Kerry defenders were looking up at it. Mulligan was the fastest to react. The ball came down off the post. Mulligan got it turned around, and he was covered, turned around with his right leg and his right hand, and he over backs some forwards, just fists the ball over the bar. Those forwards, every one of the Tyrone forwards has scored off a play except one.
Ball broken down at Guinness, Paul Gallivan. We've had our share of the breaks to Declan. Declan to Seamus Moynihan. Seamus Moynihan, 50 yards out. 40 yards out. Moynihan, a bad pass by Moynihan. And it's retrieved by Owen Brosnan for Kerry, however. And he had to be physical to do that. Owen Brosnan sending it back now to Dara O'Shea. 50 yards out. Dara treading a nice low ball in towards Cooper. Cooper turns. Here's Owen Brosnan going in the middle. Owen Brosnan. And he's brought out from behind a 14-yard free for Kerry. Just outside the last parallelogram.
Lovely movement there. Dara O'Shea into Colum Cooper. Colum Cooper turned around. He saw his teammate from Dr. Cross coming in on Brosnan. Brosnan went through. He was going right through like a train. And he was just gearing himself up, winding himself up for that shot to try to get the goal when he was brought down from behind. That'll be an easy tip over free there Darrell Kinnear.
Darrell Kinnear, Ferran Lear Hodge, Dira Plasma, Dinlini Kedislaff Diog, Darrell Kinnear. And Fiat Pooley in them, Glehasa, and Fiat kicks there. A worse yes at Glehasa, Shaka Stickla, the Pooley Neighbours, the Fiat there, Agus Cotton Darrow Canada, Harris at Rasnani, Agus Wa Pooley in Arish at the corner, Tyrone 1-9, Kerry 1-7. It's a 2-point game again here in Croke Park. Let's hope if that gap narrows even further. 6 minutes into the second half. And one of the Tyrone players, I think it's Joe McMahon again, is in trouble inside in his own parallelogram. And it is, I think, Joe McMahon, the big, tall, 6 foot.
Yeah, Mike, Frank Russell is going to be... I think it is. We'll keep an eye on what's happening there. There's going to be substitution in the Kerry team. Mike, yeah. Frank Russell is going to come on.
Yeah, Mike Frank is warming up very strenuously here in front of us. Perhaps he might be the man we want. We need a little bit of more scoring power inside there. Will be coming off. That would be interesting. And will Kerry change their game tactics as a result? The inside forward line have been doing reasonably well under very limited. Colum Cooper in particular now has a very bright start to the second half. And again, Pastor McConnell placing the ball for the kick out. It is 1-9 to 1-7. And players well distributed around Croke Park now at the moment. The three Kerry half forwards are well forward as McConnell boosts this kick out. Now Paul Gallivan, I see him running back to get under this break, but all on his own, pulling the ball down there was Ryan Mellon and to Brian Dewar. Tyrone coming at us again, over the far side of the field, putting in the middle of Sean Kavanagh. He grabs a huge high ball inside. It curls to the right and it curls wide.
Yeah, but it was beautiful fielded by Ryan Mellon. Lovely fielded substitution of the Kerry team, and coming off the Kerry team is Liam Hassett.
Yeah, Liam Hassett. A great workhorse, I suppose, in a game of this intensity, that Liam Hassett, who's been through for quite a long time now.
Owen Brosnan moves out
on
here.
I'd say Owen Brosnan, we'll see him out, and that's a move I will look forward to anyhow, yeah. To see him out in the half-forward line. I think, no matter what he's doing inside, what damage he could do, I think he'll do more outside. We're back with Tyrone and Mellon again. Ryan Mellon is causing us some immense problems in the Tyrone half-forward line. The Tyrone number 12 certainly has been causing them. He's down now, and the referee waving his book again, this time I think in the general direction of William Kirby.
That was worrying there about the two balls that Mellon fielded. He went very, very high and went up all in his own lane. The last two balls he fielded there, there was nobody challenged him one way or the other to field those two balls. Yeah. That's a worry.
Yeah, that would be a concern, there's no doubt about that. One has to wonder
the pace of the game now. Will it tell in any of the players?
Yes, Tomás O'Shea is the man who's directly playing him. It's most unusual for Tomás O'Shea. Perhaps Tomás watching the break or something like that. Mellon getting under the ball. Here comes O'Neill. He's dropping it in. Dangerous ball dropped inside, but Kevin Murphy has the bouncing ball covered. He fits it way out this side of the field towards Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea in field there towards Aidan O'Mahony. Locked down, but that is there to retrieve it. Why and with this ball needs a boot up field now. But we don't have a Kerry player. They're too far away from the full forward line. They should walk it up the wing through William Kirby. William Kirby. And they lost it. Lost it again. We can't play that game, lads. We should know it by now. Stephen O'Neill has it at their own. To Sean Kavanagh. Sean Kavanagh kind of busts way past Seamus Moynihan. He's into the 21. He's still trying to go inside. He's gone. He sends it back now to O'Neill. O'Neill, I thought he had the angle. Gets it back to Kavanagh. Back to O'Neill. They have the patience and he sends it over the bar with the right foot this time. Stephen O'Neill And again, it was a ball that was lost by Kerry up the field.
That was an absolutely wonderful point. Great interplay by Kevin O'Neill. Lovely play by them. And Stephen O'Neill, one of the top players in the country, he was at the individual. It was Canavan that made it. Canavan shuffled, took the pass, gave it around, turned it back to O'Neill. O'Neill kicking into the canal goal, which is an awkward angle, put the ball over the bar. And we have been beaten well now around the middle of the field, like I remarked.
Well, that was pulled down by Sean Cavanagh. He was pulled down and turned. Three Tyrone for us would have caught that ball. It passed Kerry's midfield, and there was three Tyrone, and there is a free for Tyrone, obviously, on the halfway line, taken by Brian McGuigan. Well, if and eventually he does, he takes it away back, was now to Sean Cavanagh, who was back there. Forward again to McGuigan. McGuigan being tackled by Dar O'Shea, 70 yards out, looking for Cavanagh again. There's Cavanagh in the middle. The ball goes over Cavanagh's head. But there behind him on his own is Conor Gormley. Why wouldn't he? There's nobody marking him. He sends a low ball inside for Stephen O'Neill. O'Neill to Mulligan. Mulligan going left, then going right. Now Selling and Jimmy going left again. A great block down by Seamus Moynihan. And the ball is held inside there by, is it? It's going to be hot ball. It looked as if perhaps that Mike McCarthy had it then, perhaps that it was Stephen O'Neill, but the referee has decided nobody had it. He's throwing it in between Dar O'Shea and Conor. Dar O'Shea does the one-handed trick on this one. Now can he do it again? He tries to Moynihan. Despite fierce attention, Moynihan is passing on his way. Kerry recovers, but it was fierce physical effort to do so. Paul Gallivan it was to Kirby. Kirby to Tomas. Tomas has got a bit of croak back in front of him here. He's looking for someone to come forward. He drops a high ball inside. Cooper goes up. Kinnear goes up. They mix each other up. And I think Ryan McManaman coming away with the ball. The high ball is not working today. Sean Cavanagh now on his own. Sean Cavanagh, 50 yards out from the Kerry goal. In goes Dara. Sean Cavanagh's passed him. He's in a good shooting angle this time. And it comes off the upright. And Tomás O'Shea is there to grab it for Kerry. There's about eight Kerry players could have grabbed that ball. But there are none who can grab it when that ball is broken away up the field. They'll have to push forward. Here comes Declan. Declan O'Sullivan. Two Tyrone players around him. He's going to be whistled, and he is.
Yeah, he should have turned around and hit the ball in.
Football by Kerry.
He got the ball in the middle of the field, turned around and ran into trouble instead of turning around and letting it in. Chris Lawn is coming on for Tyrone. Another man who's going to cause a lot of trouble. We'll keep an eye on what's happening there.
Joe McMahon is limping off, I would say, because he got injured there early on. And Chris Law, no surprise to see it. The balding Chris Law, 44 years of age, but of course a veteran.
You're obsessed with holding it, Liam, aren't you?
Yeah, completely. Holding possession, because you see, Kerry have to hold the position because there's no shame for around the half hour line.
Yeah.
Now, they've taken the ball, this one, once again it goes sideways to Colin Holmes. Colin Holmes getting it forward. In it comes towards Enda McGinley, who's inside here. Enda McGinley taking on Tom Sullivan. Tom, fair play to him, keeps him out. But it's back to Colin Holmes. Then to O'Neill. O'Neill says they're doing with the right left. Oh, sends it in, and that's a glorious point by Stephen O'Neill. And it looks now, after 12 and a half, almost 13 minutes of the second half, as if Kerry will have to do something drastic to haul back the Tyrone men. Their lead is now 4 points, 111 to 17. And Kerry are labouring in several parts of this team.
Jack O'Connor's after going back, sitting in the seat, talking to the selectors, and he's coming up. They're going to make a change. That was a superb point by Stephen O'Neill. Wonderful left-legged point.
Kerry goes high, gets it down, down to Dar O'Shea. Here comes to Tomás. Tomás O'Shea bursting away forward. He loses it. Then Declan loses it. And McGuigan has it. Instead of bursting forward, why don't we have men forward if we could aim the ball at Tyrone? They take the quick one, but the referee says it wasn't quick enough, and he gives Tomás O'Shea a ticking there for that foul. The ball with Sean Cavanagh. Sean Cavanagh back to Conor Gormley. He's coming forward at his ease, looking up, looking to see who's available. Brian McGuigan. McGuigan getting it back to Brian Doerr. Brian Doerr will pretend to kick it, and then he'll put forward. Stephen O'Neill again. He's starting to destroy us. Stephen O'Neill, and he's surely overplayed that ball. He has. And good defending there by three Kerry players, and the free taken quickly by Aidan O'Mahony. Out towards Dar O'Shea, he's pushing the back, and that's going to be a free out by Brian McGuigan. A free out for Kerry from their own 50 yard line for Dar O'Shea. Kerry will need to up the tempo now quickly, get men forward. I see quite a few players warming up there. What the changes will be, we'll tell you in a moment. Mike McCarthy is the man who comes forward now, takes the free kick, then sends a pass to Tomás O'Shea, who's marked by two Tyrone people, by three now, and he loses the ball forward. But this time the referee has blown his whistle and decided to give Kerry a free out from the halfway line. And that free was Tomás O'Shea, being tackled by three players. Tomás O'Shea to take it himself. 111 to 17. 14 and a half minutes gone. Long ball inside. Mike Frank makes a run out. That Mike Frank can't keep the ball in play. It's gone over the end line and it's gone wide.
Yeah, at the moment, Tyrone attend a far better game. They look to be more composed. All their games, they're great games against Armagh in the semi-finals and the one against Dublin. They're standing to now. They're looking much better. I think myself, Kerry need a goal to get back into this game. That's the way I'm reading at the moment. Tyrone are playing like a winning team. Kerry are beginning to struggle. They're beginning to tire that little bit. And they're being thrown off the ball very, very easy. Kerry are in trouble. 1-7 to 1-11.
Kieran Donahue is the man who's warming up there intensely now. I see quite a few players, Paddy Greedy warming up as well. And Paul Galvin beating for that ball. Colin Holmes has it for Tyrone over near the sideline. Great backing up there. And that's a very good defence player. And coming forward now, Tyrone. Brian Dewar's made a run. Sean Kavanagh now is putting in the middle. Sean Kavanagh, his leg taken from under him just as he was about to kick the ball. And that could be. It's a kicking for Paul Gallivan there, who went in on him just as he was about to kick the ball. And that's Paul Gallivan back defending. And here's a chance for Owen Mulligan from 40 yards out to really put it up to Kerry. 1-11 to 1-7. Owen Mulligan, well, the cheers will tell you. It's 1-12 to 1-7. Tyrone have gone into a 5-point lead. It's going to take an extraordinary effort by Kerry moving in towards the last quarter of this game to pull this one back.
Yeah, and Tyrone are playing with a little bit of a swagger now and a little bit of arrogance. And the way they're soaring around the men holding the ball, they're looking better. It will take a goal from Kerry to get them back into this game. And we're also in trouble around in the middle of the field. We're not getting a lot of ball there.
Tomás O'Shea getting the breaking ball again. Can we leave it forward? He gets it forward to Mark O'Shea. Mark O'Shea making a run. He's got inside the Tyrone 50, 40 yards out. Going into the 21, dispossessed by Conor Gormley. And who's back there to get the break? Only Brian Dewar. Tyrone coming away. They're the men who come there. Bad pass here though. Goes to Colin Cooper. Colin Cooper getting it out towards Dar O'Shea. Dar O'Shea tries over the left for a lovely ball from Dar O'Shea. Straight over the bar, a point for Kerry. We need more of them, more and more. 17 minutes into the second half. There's time, well, it's 1-12 to 1-8, there's 4 points in it. You've plenty of time if we could get a goal now, or if we could really pile on a few points. The main thing is the worrying factor, which is that Tyrone are dominating us in a couple of positions that are very important around the middle and the wings.
They are indeed, they're around the middle of the field. In particular, we're only picking up breaks after a lovely point by Dar O'Shea. Great interception by Colin Cooper. Gave it to O'Shea over the bar. That's his second point. The game isn't gone from Kerry yet. It is not gone from Kerry.
Huge high kick out again. This time, Kirby goes up from it. That ball knocked down, but there's Brian Dewar who gets a free. Brian Dewar, workhorse indeed he is. He might be much of a footballer, but he's certainly a great runner and very effective. I suppose the game is played to suit him. Ryan Mellon now. Ryan Mellon, he's got 2 points already. Stephen O'Neill dropping one in, but Diarmuid Murphy will handle this one in his own square. Diarmuid walking it out here to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan's got Declan O'Sullivan. He's gone very quiet in the second half. Declan O'Sullivan in the middle to Mark. Mark to Moynihan. Moynihan! Oh, Seamus Moynihan almost over carry. Got Mark O'Shea in the last minute. Sadara. Cross to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony forward now for William Kirby. Now Paul Gallivan is breaking in the middle for him. But Kirby decides to send a huge skyscraper in the direction of Mike Frank. And it's fielded by Chris Lawn. A brilliant bit of fielding by the veteran fullback. And away from the Tyrone men. And it's a foul.
And Peter Canavan is getting ready to come back on.
Philip Jordan is fouled. And that's the way they do it. He'll come in now with about 15 minutes left and a big boost again for Tyrone. Brian Dewar coming forward again. He's taking them on again, getting it to Kavanagh. Kavanagh. They're holding possession now, drawing Kerry. Here comes Colin Holmes. Colin Holmes getting it out to Kavanagh again. Kavanagh to Mulligan. Mulligan high towards the post. That's pulling to the left and wide. But again, the possession game. Tyrone's 40. That's the game they're playing. And here comes Peter Canavan. And Endon again is coming off the field. Peter Canavan going in to his corner forward spot once again as Tyrone leading Kerry 1-12 to 1-8 after 19 minutes of the second half.
Yes, and Jim, and we said that just at halftime we were talking about it. We did remark that we thought that he'd come back on because that's a big boost to Tyrone, to a fella like that to come back on again. 1-12 to 1-8, Kerry might need a goal, but they're still not out of this game.
William Kirby going high for this one, and Paul Gallivan as ever under the brakes. Tomás O'Shea That sends a very, very high ball. Owen Brosnan will be going up for this one. And Owen Brosnan, he almost had it, but again he drops it. And it's Peter Canavan. Oh, it's not Peter Canavan. It is Chris Lawn. He's his ball, Chris Canavan, but he's bigger. Chris Lawn, the man who just came in, getting it again, getting it up to Stephen O'Neill. Now he's finding the Mulligan. Here's Mulligan. Well, he was looking around him there, and he gets it out. And who's there to take it and send it over the bar? But Davy Hart. And it sends it wide, rather. Davy Hart, Tyrone's number five. Well, he should have pointed that, there's no doubt about it. He sent it just inches outside one of the uprights as Jamie Murphy comes to take another kick out. We've now 20 minutes.
And Jack O'Connell's out in the middle of the field. He's talking to Declan O'Sullivan. He's directing him to go in full forward. They'll probably try to get him to go in, Liam, and maybe get a goal. He can take on the defence and get a goal. Maybe that's what they look for.
The kick out coming out the middle again. Kirby goes up, he holds this one well. William Kirby then sends it for Paul Gallivan. Paul Gallivan coming forward, nobody's showing for him. He has to send it back to Tomás O'Shea again. Tomás tipping it up along the wing now towards O'Kaneda. Now O'Kaneda, nice ball back to Tomás O'Shea. Bit of space here for Tomás. Tomás going forward. Is he going to take the point? No. Sends it out along the wing towards Mike Frank. Mike Frank's kick back down, but Declan is in here. Declan's kick back down. Comes again. It's a hand of all by Tomás O'Shea.
A goal by the great man Tomás O'Shea. We were just at the same Kerry Ireland out of this game yet, and it was a great effort first of all by Owen Baston. The ball was saved, it came out to Tomás O'Shea, and Tomás O'Shea, the great man, stuck a rocket of his shot into the top of the net. A superb goal, rattled it into the top of the net. Kerry are back into it, 1:12-2:8, just a point into it. We just kept seeing, we're not out of it. Come on, the kingdom.
15-14, Tyrone a single point ahead now. Can that change the game? Ball coming out, up there go for it. Breaking down again to Dara O'Shea this time. From Tomás, Dara fouled by two Tyrone players. Now Kerry to gather themselves. Now he sends Declan's campaign away again. Here comes Declan O'Sullivan. Not to lose it this time. He runs into four Tyrone players. He passes it back. And there's Dara O'Kaneda to take it. Dara O'Kaneda to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper, jersey pull, but he gets it across. Well taken by Kirby. To Dara. Is it point number three for Dara? Oh, just to the left and wide.
Well, that was an absolutely enthralling game. That great goal by Tomás O'Shea. What a brilliant goal it was. Now it is up to Kerry. Now how will Tyrone react? We have seen them all along in their games. They can react. Don't rule them out. When they're up against it, they can come back and they can get a score. However, Kerry are now in the advantage after getting that goal because Tyrone, surely now, they must be rattled. Liam, clock watch. How are we going to time?
We're putting Declan O'Sullivan forward, that's it, that.
Yeah.
And he should stay forward now a bit anyway. 22 minutes. And Kerry have it again. Aidan O'Mahony in possession to Declan. He's out around the middle again. He's dropping a huge high ball in towards O'Kaneda. O'Kaneda's outfielded for this one. Well outfielded by Chris Lawn. He's got a good few centimetres to Davy Hart. Davy Hart giving it there to the man with the white footwear who's bursting forward again. That's Ryan McMenamin. And, well, he comes in the middle. And here to take it for Tyrone, Ryan Mellon. Back to McMenamin. Ryan McMenamin sends inside for Stephen O'Neill. He's been tackled by Kirby. He needs help. And the help comes. But Peter Canavan has it. Can he curl one in? It's across. It's over the bar. A magnificent point by Peter Canavan.
That's the reason why he was brought on. That was an absolutely wondrous point from outside the end line between the 14-metre line. It was Peter Canavan. It was at the end of that brilliant move. We did see it there when they were down there at their most dangerous. Brilliant point with the left leg. Superb score by Canavan.
Well, Kerry mustn't let that worry him. It's just 2 points in it. Eamon Fitzmaurice warming up. 1:13 for Tyrone, 2:08 for the Kingdom. Dermot Murphy's kick out, coming out the middle. And Tyrone ball, it is Dour on the break. Dour sends it forward towards Ryan Mellon. He's being a thorn on Kerry's side today. Coming down along the wing. He's going for a score from 40 yards. He's going to send it in. Canavan can't keep it in play here, even though he dives for it. The ball gone left and wide. And Dermot Murphy with a very fast kick out.
And the referee
pointing out that there was men inside the 21, so he couldn't take it quickly while there was men inside the 21. And well, I wouldn't blame Tom Sullivan for being inside it, because Peter Canavan was inside it also.
We might see Dan O'Sullivan making his introduction here. We're one of us, sure what's happening. Dan O'Sullivan, the Glenveaglin carman, who has been absolutely flying in training, the speedster, he's going to be introduced.
Owen Brosnan for Tomás O'Shea. Seamus Moynihan, Seamus coming forward and sending it back to Mark O'Shea. Mark Chitara, They're trying to break down Tyrone. Owen Brasson's made the run forward for Dara, and Dara finds him nicely. Brasson trying to bust past Sean Kavanagh, still coming on to Sean, trying to get past Kavanagh, but Kavanagh's held now. But Brasson is going on. Brosnan, and he's run the free. Jersey being tugged. This free is on the 14-yard line. It's made for Colm Cooper with the left foot, and he's striding across towards it. Remember, it's 16-14. Can he pull it? He should pull it back to 1 point here. 1-13 for Tyrone, 2-8 for Kerry. Colm Cooper, halfway between the 21 and the 14-yard line, about 20 yards to the right of the post. And Colm Cooper will be taking this one. The Tyrone players receiving attention inside there. He's okay, that's Brian Dewar. All he needs is a drink of water, I'd say. And he's not putting it on the ground, he's taking it from his hand. Colm Cooper setting it high and setting it over the bar. That's a 1 point game again. 25 minutes gone. 10 minutes of normal time left. 1 point margin in favour of Tyrone here in Croke Park.
And here comes Dan O'Sullivan making his championship debolium for the Glenbeg Glen Car Club. They're putting him on because he'll get the ball and he'll take on the defence. He's absolutely scintillating when he gets going. Big gear for him now. Can he do it? That's the thing. 2-9 to 1-13, 1 point in it. And absolutely enthralling, fascinating All-Ireland final.
Well, Dan O'Sullivan certainly must be really flying in training to say they're introducing me. Dara O'Shea will go up here and knocking the ball down, but it's won by Sean Kavanagh. He's taking on Tomás here. Sean Kavanagh 40 yards out near the sideline. He's gone past Tomás O'Shea, but Paul Gallivan is there. However, he finds O'Mulligan passing it outfield towards Ryan Mellon. He sends it across the middle for Dewar. Dewar has Philip Jordan on this side. Jordan dummies his way inside. Then he sends inside towards Brian McGuigan. McGuigan leaving it there again for Stephen O'Neill. O'Neill to Philip Jordan. That pass. Low ball inside towards Canavan. Canavan dives down to pick it off the ground. And the referee's giving him a free in. He made no shape to play that ball on the ground. And, well, there was two Kerry players standing over him. Tom O'Sullivan's disgusted. The referee's taking out his book and he's kicking it now, man.
I must say, Liam, and it's the first time to I criticised the referee today. I must say, that was a very, very soft free. Canavan went down on the ground to pick up the ball, which he's entitled to do. He didn't pick it off the ground. He threw himself down. There was men covering him and he got the free. That was a very, very harsh free.
Well, I know Stephen O'Neill put it wide. He sent it over the bar. And Tyrone have gone too clear again. And if this pattern keeps up, remember we've only 8 minutes of normal time left. Then they take another kick out to Seamus Moynihan. And Tomás O'Shea didn't even see it. Then he gets the pass from Moynihan, but he's ready for it now. Tomás O'Shea. And he's fouled. And they're making the runs for him up front. Oh, that's that ball taken away by Declan O'Sullivan. He's gone way outfield again. He's up to the halfway line. Gets it out now towards Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea, he's driving a high ball inside towards Darren O'Sullivan. And the ball has dropped down. Michael McGee fouled and a free out for Tyrone. And that wasn't a great ball. And Colm Cooper was giving out. We should have sent it in my direction. Perhaps he's right.
And Liam, at the start of the second half, they were probably told, get the ball in low. If you remember, they got four or five balls in and we got possession out of all of them. Now they're after retracting back again. So the high ball coming in has been broken out and collected by the Tyrone defenders.
Well, they shouldn't be sending it high towards Dabno Sullivan, whoever else. Now, can Tomás O'Shea rescue this? He does. Tomás O'Shea. And having a whale of a game again. And the free taken quickly by Edna Mahoney to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan going up the wing on the far side. Now he finds Darren O'Sullivan. Knocked out of his hands by Chris Lawn. He gets it back. Now the pace. Now he's taking them on. And now he's dropped the ball on the ground again. He's taking on to Colly Holmes. He's coming in the middle. He's run a free for Kerry on the 21-yard line. But it's only about 10 yards in from the sideline. It's a very narrow angle. Can Colm Cooper from that angle, can he curl this one over? Well, his point from play in the first half was at a far greater angle than this, and Gavin O'Sullivan's pace there did worry the Tyrone defence, no doubt about that. When he took them on, he is blistering. Can Colm Cooper capitalise now?
Big free for Colm Cooper. Big free, Liam.
Very important free, there's no doubt about that. And the tension and the nerves, can he pull it in? Listen for the roar, it's there, it's over the bar. 2-10 to 1-14. 17 points to 16. Now can Kerry get the next score? They have got it so far on each occasion that Kerry came back to within a point. Can Kerry now up them heads and get up the field and get this all-important equalising point? I think if they did that, it might strike a blow against Tyrone. Will those heads ever go down, those Tyrone heads? I think they never do. However, a level game with about 5 minutes left might slightly upset them. Here comes McConnell. It's another whale of a gig out. And Tally Holmes, the driver, he's beaten by Paul Gallivan. But Gallivan has dropped it under pressure. And J.V. Hart going so long down the wing for Tyrone. J.V. Hart putting in the middle. Gives it to Ryan Mellon. Ryan Mellon turning around, fisting the ball out field for Colin Holmes again. He's past Philip Jordan, all on his own, away across from this side. That's a poor ball. Can Owen Barton challenge for it? He does, but he doesn't get it. Jordan wins it. And now is Conor Gormley coming into attack. Conor Gormley getting it back from McGuigan. Gormley in a great chance here. He's racing inside. He's dispossessed, but the ball is in a dangerous situation. Mulligan has it. Ah, great chance for Tyrone. They've got it again. Brian McGuigan over the bar. The Kerry defence slipped up again there.
Yeah, Brian McGuigan took point. A great move by Tyrone again. I thought Owen Brasson had been fouled. The ball went down the field. Superb stuff by Tyrone. You can't get to the end of these fellas. If Kerry can just get up to them, they might do something. But, however, Tyrone keep coming back, coming back, coming back. It's an absolutely enthralling game. I still wouldn't rule out a draw.
Another quick kick out, and Kerry had three or four passes come together before Declan O'Sullivan was fouled on the halfway line. It is 30 minutes up, and the referee is calling a Tyrone player for a deliberate foul there on Declan O'Sullivan. And that Tyrone player is J.B. Hart. And Saturday we have this Brian McGuigan.
And Eamon Chris-Morris is going to be coming on.
I think it's about time Eamon Chris-Morris
is
coming
on. It is, he should have been
game.
On that long ago, yeah.
Brian Sheehan is also warming up. But Eamon Chris-Morris definitely should be coming into the middle of that Kerry defence now. He should be getting, maybe even going forward. Exactly 31 minutes gone. Kerry needs to do something now. Declan taking the shot free from Moynihan. Declan O'Sullivan, he'll have to play it. Plays it for Owen Brosnan. And Brosnan's pass has gone astray. He's trying to win it back, but he doesn't succeed. However, Kerry have it back. And the man who picked off the ground by Paul Gallivan, the referee said, any little cluster of players together at all, and Tyrone will always get a free. Now, Seamus Moynihan is being replaced. Seamus Moynihan being replaced.
Yes, he's all. Seamus, yes, he's all. No doubt at all about it.
I am a Fitzmaurice. And Eamon well into the game, and I'd say just about time. Eamon Chris-Morris, a very strong footballer. And Brian Sheehan coming in for Paul Gallivan as well. A double substitution by the Kerry men. Brian Sheehan played the semi-final before being taken off. He played quite well in his first real big game. Let's see what he's made of here when the chips are down. He will be needed. We've only 3 minutes left on the clock. And Tyrone lead 18 points to 16, 115 to 210. Have Kerry the character now. They would have time with injury time to get 2 points and make a draw of it. Now here comes Tyrone, Philip Jordan again. Philip Jordan got it to Brian McGuigan. He's working very hard now. And he gets it across the middle again towards Jordan, back to McGuigan. Here's McGuigan taking on the first tackle, which is aiming for Morris, who fouls him. And the referee is booking out immediately towards Fitzmaurice. And he's waving the book and it's ticking for Eamon Chris-Morris. The referee looking at his watch. Brian Dewar asking him how much time is left. And the linesman is now coming in towards the referee. And he's going to tell him how much extra he's going to play.
And Tyrone will play the position game now, Liam.
Well, we didn't have any great injuries. So it could probably be 2 minutes again. I would
4 minutes, I reckon.
Shooting four.
Yeah, we'll see that real soon.
Now we're back with the player. The ball sent inside here. Well won for Tyrone by Ryan Mellon. Ryan Mellon to Peter Canavan. Canavan taking on Tom O'Sullivan. He's coming outfield. And Brian McGuigan is outside again. And out now is Owen Mulligan. They're bringing it out 70 yards. Now they're going to hold possession. Now Philip Jordan makes the run forward. And he rifles it over the bar. A brilliant point by Philip Jordan. It's reached the situation. After 33 and a half minutes, the Kerry need a goal.
4 minutes.
Well, there is 4 minutes of added time. Perhaps we have 5.5 minutes left. Maybe Kerry don't hit the goal. They might get 3 points. But
I wouldn't
unlikely.
Rule out the Kerry goal all the time, Liam.
Well, let's hope they can do it. The referee over there having words with the Stephen O'Neill from Tyrone, who's giving him a yellow card. What that's for, I have no idea. It could be from dissent or something like that. Now, Owen Mulligan has thrown the ball away into the umpire. And Jeremy Murphy bringing it forward to the edge of the D. And then taking a low kick out to Declan O'Sullivan. So he's going to be fouled here. And fouled he is. and he takes the free quickly away out the wing. Nice ball from Mark O'Shea to Mike McCamp, who's coming up the field to Dan O'Sullivan. Dan O'Sullivan taking on his man Chris Lawn again, slips, goes back, sends it back to Mark O'Shea. Mark O'Shea in possession, dropping it back to Tomás. Tomás sends it in towards where the business is going to happen. The ball dropping high inside. Two Tyrone men, but they've dropped it. However, they've got the break. It's Ryan McMenamin, and it's Michael McGee eventually who grabs it and fouls.
Tyrone winning all the high ball. The tactical high ball for Kerry today certainly didn't work.
No doubt about that. Out to Stephen O'Neill, the free comes. He's away outfield now. They'll be holding it and holding it again. Although Mulligan is inside. Of course, Mulligan is going to be beaten for this one. Aidan O'Mahony leaving it for Gaiman Murphy. He sends it across the other side to Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan cuts the arse to his own goal. Paul Solon out the field. Gets it forward now for Tom O'Sullivan. Tom past the halfway line. Still going on. Tom O'Sullivan dropping another high ball inside. This is coming inside. Cooper goes up, but he's bowled over. And the legs taken completely there from another. And that's Ryan McMenamin who came out and took the legs completely from under Colin Cooper a second time. And is, or was it Sean Kavanagh the second time? McMenamin has run away into the edge of the square.
McMenamin took the legs from under him.
It was, and he's gone away into the edge of the square. And I think Sean Kavanagh could be booked maybe slightly in the wrong here.
Yeah, yeah, but McMenamin did worse.
Minimum within the first time. However,
Kerry should still take their points off the freeze.
Mike Frank with Mike the ball. We've almost 36 minutes gone. 3 minutes left in the game.
Yeah,
just over 3 minutes.
Yeah, he should go for his point.
Mike Frank. Well, from trouble thickens. And then come at the owl, will come at the man. Here's Mike Frank dropping it in, and it's fielded safely inside there by Colin Holmes.
Oh, well, Colin Cooper didn't take that now.
Bursting out with it. I think the shape should be dropped in somewhere or other. Tyrone flooding down the field with the ball, man after man. Now this is what's into there, Barrow. They're going to play it back now with a small altercation going on here between Brian Sheehan and one of the Tyrone players, Colin Holmes. The referee decides he's going to give a chicken to somebody, I think it's Holmes. But Tyrone gets a free, and it's Conor Gormley, who had a very easy afternoon in Croke Park with no one knocking him. He's coming up along the side by now. Needs a shoulder from him, and Chris Morris does well to hold on. He doesn't hold on. Mark O'Shea has taken it off him. He's fouled by Stephen O'Neill. This is to Darren O'Sullivan. Darren O'Sullivan getting it to Eamon Fitzmaurice across the centre. We've put almost 27 minutes gone. 2 minutes left. Here's Tomás O'Shea again. Can any man do more than Tomás O'Shea? He's taking on the whole of the County Tyrone. Gives it to Brian Sheehan. Sheehan is soloing forward. He's taking the man in. Brian Sheehan sends the ball across. It passes on his tray. And Hogg. Tyrone have come away with it again. And here comes Ryan McMenamin soloing away up the field. And well, I wish I could say I admired him as a footballer. I don't. In fact, I don't like him as a footballer. He's a destructive element. Kerry won it back. Colin Cooper to Dara. Dara taking on one player. Getting to Mike Frank. Here's Mike Frank. Can he pass it inside? He can't. That's Tyrone.
And Peter Canavan cut Colin Cooper, threw his arms around him and pulled him to the ground.
It's all over. It's all over in Croke Park. He only played 3 minutes and a half of added time, but there was no need. Tyrone are the winners. Tyrone, the All-Ireland champions. 2-10. 116 for Tyrone, 210 for Kerry, and I suppose we can have no big qualms about that. 19 points to 16, and let's face it, if the Tyrone hordes flock into Croke Park, I think Kerry played a game that suited Tyrone today, or was it that we just weren't able to take them on in normal football and play to our shape and formation that might benefit Kerry, but I suppose they sucked us into their game. We fell for that, and as a result, I think we paid for it. We didn't get any kind of normal forward play going. We were beaten in too many places as well. So let's hand it to Tyrone. Definitely, I suppose, a more deserving, more deserving than Kerry to win this game. We've been joined here by Eugene McGee. Eugene McGee, a man who caused a lot of pain in Kerry back in 1982. The Offaly trainer at that time, he caused us pain as well. Mickey Hart has caused it today. I'll hand you over to Ishii and Eugene McGee.
Now, Eugene, your first impressions of that game.
Well, I'm feeling it was a repeat of 2003, not to the same extent. They were a lot better today, but at the same time, as the game wore on, Kerry reverted to their faults of 2003. they slowed down the game too much, thereby allowing Tyrone to work this swarm defence. There'd be always two or three of them around the man who had the ball. And time after time, a Kerry man actually passed the ball, a fisted pass, and was intercepted by his own man. You know, and they gave bad passes the very last attack there when the sub tried to cross. Faces across the face of the goals, he had to say to a Tyrone man, I feel Kerry should have moved the ball quicker.
But Kerry was struggling really through the whole game. They were playing catch up.
Yes, I think after Butch Cooper got hit, it seemed to have a terrible effect on Kerry. I don't know why, but the whole thing disintegrated in front of our eyes then. You know, I don't know why that was, because it was only one player, but they began to mess around in the middle of the field. That brought Tyrone back into it, and when Tyrone starts coming at you in these waves, you can forget it, because they have perfected that art, and nobody else can cope with that.
The big unanswerable question coming into this game was how the 9 games would stand to Tyrone and the 5 to Kerry. Huge. At the end of the day, it counted.
You'd have to say, I suppose, that if Kerry had had 3 really tough games and a draw or 2, there might be a harder crowd coming into this game. But, you know, they should have known exactly how Tyrone played, because there's no team in the history of the GAA has ever been so exposed as Kerry.
Why was there big acres of space there in the first half? The Kerry full forward line in here, 60 yards out from the nearest player, and Conor Gormley standing at his ease there in front of the Kerry full forward line. Why didn't Kerry move players forward to fill that, do you think?
Well, I was a bit surprised that Kerry hit so many long high balls as well. Because we know Cooper is good in the air, but you were asked in a lot. I think the first low ball he got was from Dara O'Shea about 10 minutes into the second half, and he passed it to somebody else and the score came off.
Would it be fair to say that the Tyrone defence won 95% of the high ball?
Yeah, I think I have to say as a neutral that Tyrone were completely on top for 45 minutes of the game. People at home may not realise it, but you have to be here to see it. But nearly everything that Kerry attempted, it broke down. It went wrong. Some damn thing went wrong. They overplayed it. Seamus Moyne, who walked into 2 men and gave away a free. You know, everything went wrong. But Tyrone have built up this new style of play now. Whether we like it or not, it's damn near impossible to counteract.
We don't like it.
Well, I suppose people don't like it, but it's a lot more refined now than it was 2 years ago.
But still, Kerry trying to counteract him. They've played the swarming game an awful lot.
I know, and maybe it would have been better to revert to the traditional game. Get the ball. They caught every kid out in the first half.
They did,
and
yeah.
When it's analysed by the video boys, they'll say, what in God's name happened? We got all our own kicked outs, and yet we got thick all. They went 27 minutes and we got 1 point in the first half.
And the fact of bringing Peter Canavan off, bringing him back on again, yeah. He kicked a magnificent point from the corner.
Well, we have to concede that Tyrone have a very good panel. And Mickey Hart has a terrific relationship with Canavan. You know, the bosom pals go back to years. And they had a chat there before Canavan resumed. And, you know, there's a terrible sign for Kerry when Canavan came back. But it was the coup de grace, if you like, you know. But look, Kerry have been beaten before, but it's a bad defeat for Kerry of the manner of it. The fact that they weren't able, their own traditional game, even modified a bit, wasn't able to cope with what we've seen. So they have to put their heads together now and get it right. Simple as that.
Well, it's about seeing the Kerry football as we know it, I suppose, Eugene, as simple as that.
I know, but that was said in 66 to 1, Liam. I hope it's not. I mean, the whole world would hope it's not. But I don't know. Tyrone won't go on forever, but at the moment, they're a very young team. They'll be here next year again in the closing stages, that's for sure.
The better team won, Huge.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. No doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, the margin doesn't reflect that.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Eugene McGee, as always, thanks for joining us. Thank you. Give your expert opinion on that. Well done. Now, Liam, I suppose, look from our own point of view, looking back, Tyrone were the better team, in my estimation. Yes, they were. The fact that they played all those games, it has been the big question. They came, every time Kerry came back at them, they were able to come down the field, hold the ball, play very composed football, and get the score. What a scene that's in front of us there.
Well, it's red and white. I would put the Ferris as being in goal, to be quite honest with you. But I suppose, for today, we'll have to put up with him. There's nothing else we can do about it. They certainly have given us a lesson today, I suppose. They play their game better than we play ours, and their game beats ours. I suppose it's as simple as that. We have to change our game. We'll have to adapt a bit more. And we'll try to imitate them today, which I don't know we were up to it. We were going back fine, we were winning a lot of ball behind, but we weren't moving it forward quick enough at all. And that huge gap there, where the Kerry full forward was left completely exposed. The only option there was the high ball, and Tyrone were to knock those down and comfortably get them out, anyone that didn't catch in the air.
The high ball, Liam, played
we were out of
the high ball, played a defining aspect of the game, because we were beaten continuously for the high ball.
Yeah, but if you're using a high ball, we see into full forward line, you'll have to have a half forward running in for breaks in my book. There was no sign that half forward line. They were way back in defence, and I think they should be moving forward much quicker. If they go back in the field to come forward quick, Tyrone were able to do that, we weren't. It's as simple as that. I think at this point in time, while we regroup here, then we'll take a break, and we'll leave it back to you in the studio, Gary, for the moment.
Okay, Liam, thanks very much indeed. We'll take a break for a few moments, and we'll rejoin the crew in Croke Park after this commercial break.
Kerry versus Tyrone, live in association with the Irish Examiner, delivering the best national, international and local sports coverage in Kerry.
Well, you're very welcome back to Croke Park here. I said Croke Park for Kerry people, but for Tyrone people, an absolutely magnificent sight to look down from the top of the Hogan Stand here and see the red and white. Absolutely magnificent. Whatever way, how disappointed we'll be, I can tell you, Tyrone will be celebrating for weeks and years to come. I'm joined by the sports editor of the Irish Examiner, Tony Lean. Tony Lean, your immediate thoughts.
My immediate thoughts, we see that the better side won, the hungrier side won. We wondered beforehand how much value the 9 games would be to Tyrone. I wouldn't dare to say that Tyrone wanted more, because you have to say Kerry wanted as much, but certainly I don't think at any stage Kerry were able to match the intensity that Tyrone brought to this occasion. I mean, they did well to stay in touch, but you've got to remember, only for Tomás Shea's goal near the end, I think that gave Kerry a lifeline. I must admit, I had written this one off with 15 minutes to go. I think, disappointingly, and I'm sure when they look back at it afterwards, I think Kerry overpassed it at stages across the field without any ideal pattern. And I still wonder afterwards, and I'm looking back at it, what exactly was the attacking policy? What was the actual tactic? Was it to rain ball in on top of Owen Brosnan, or was it to actually play as they played all through the championship, play sensible low ball in? Because it seemed to me that the high ball was A, not working, and B, was largely aimless. But any time they actually got Cullen Cooper into the game, it was actually with low, precise ball. You remember Paul Galvin put him through for a point early in the second half, and yet straight afterwards, Kerry went back to bombarding it in. I'm just wondering, were they clear on the tactics? I'm sure they were, but if they were clear on the tactics, they obviously panicked. The intensity, I think, probably what happened, of Tyrone's challenge, put Kerry in a situation we should have been in this year.
We kept repeating it before the game, during the game, and now we're repeating it after the game. The one improbable going into this game was how Tyrone would react to the 9 games. Well, they upped their performance, they upped it to a degree. I remarked before the game that the great Kerry trainer, Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan, would say that you can improve by a degree. They improved by a few degrees, and we just couldn't match the intensity.
And when you've got to remember, and when you look back on the game that Kerry have had in Croke Park this year, I definitely believe now, and it's easy to say it with the benefit of hindsight, the Mayo game and the Cork game definitely worked against Kerry. Kerry haven't experienced anything like. I was here for the semi-final to Roland Armagh, and you came away that day wondering, would Kerry have that? Kerry, I'm sure, went into this game thinking they could, but I genuinely really don't believe they are. Even in the small things, you're talking about the inches and the degrees that make the difference. Certainly just in situations where the ball was just there tantalisingly in front of you to be won, the Tyrone lads always seem to have that extra degree to get the possession. If they didn't get it the first time and it fumbled again, they got it the second time.
Yeah, overall, and you mentioned about the high ball, and Eugene McGee said the same thing, Tyrone won 99% of the high ball going in, and Kerry kept persisting all the time with the high ball, and that with the intensity, and of course the fact that Peter Canavan being taken off and then coming on, that was some move.
The thing about it, Rishi, is Kerry put in high ball last year to Johnny Crowley, but it was quality ball. Unfortunately, what was happening is Kerry were getting so frustrated out the field that they were pumping in big aimless ones in the first half. Do you remember Darragh Shea at one stage knocked it right down over the end line? I mean, the ball that was in there, Liam Hassett was drifting in, Owen Brosnan was in, you had the players inside to win the ball, but the delivery of the ball was not as good this year at any stage of the 70 minutes as it was last year.
And outside of that, Tony, would it be fair comment to say that the type of football Kerry played They played the swarming type of football. They got the ball then and came out in waves, passing the ball over and back across the field, let big huge spaces for Norman to kick it into. It didn't look good.
What will be very interesting, Rishi, when we put together the statistics is the amount of turnover ball that Kerry lost coming out of defence. Because even though they were working across, you did find with Seamus Moynihan and with Palaszczuk, they found themselves trying to burst to three and four their own players, and invariably they were losing possession, they were turning over the ball. I have it in my notes, I know in the first half certainly, at least four, if not five, of Tyrone's points came directly from Kerry turnover possession. And they just basically couldn't, we all thought it would be different this time to 2003, but there were still similarities. They had the intensity, and they swarmed our players better than we swarmed their players.
And the longer the game went on, Tony, the more relaxed and the more arrogant Tyrone got on the ball. They were able to sell dummies, they were able to settle in the ball, they never gave away a ball.
It grew and grew in belief, and we started this week by talking about the intensity. Basically, their level of intensity, I would feel, was 7-10% more than Kerry's. And you know that when you're in a winning situation and you feel that your tactic is working, then you redouble your efforts. When you're 3 and 4 points down, you get desperate. And I mean, Kerry's goal, Tomáš's goal, basically came out of nothing. But even after that, we couldn't build on that. Tyrone came straight down and got the next two scores once again. And in that situation, I certainly, in one sense, I think even though there was only, 2 points in it at the end, I think it was clear cut. I actually think if Kerry had even got a draw out of that, I think it would have been a snatched draw. They didn't deserve it on the day. Let's give credit to Tyrone. They deserve to win that game.
It was a better game all round, Tony. We won't start talking about where Kerry is now, but yesterday's Irish Examiner, your top sports GA reporter, Jim O'Sullivan, he is now was covering his 70th All-Ireland today. Big headlines, Tyrone to Dooch.
Well, that doesn't give me any pleasure at all, Rishi, I have to say. But
I know that.
I'll be honest with you, there was a lot of confidence in Kerry this week. I spoke to a number of people and they seemed to think that Kerry would win it handy enough. I don't know where they got it from. This is a serious Tyrone side. And in fairness, it's only their second All-Ireland, but they've been two hard-won All-Irelands. As Sean Kelly said there, this is probably the hardest of all.
Yeah. Good team, great team, Tyrone. They richly deserved their win.
I think so. No complaints from Kerry. Yes.
Tony Lean, as usual, thanks for talking to us. Well, Gary, I can tell you that we could continue talking about the tactics all day.
I could indeed, Rishi. One thing
I might have a different view now watching it and telling it.
Well, I think, Rishi, to be honest, we've just been discussing it here, you know, in studio and in the office. I agree wholeheartedly with Tony Lean and with Eugene McGee said it there beforehand too. The Kerry defence, I think, coming out, it's one thing to take the game to the opposition, but they totally overcarried the ball. I'd say Gooch, in fairness, and whoever was inside the full foul line, they must have been dying looking for ball, and nothing went in. It didn't go in quicker than Rishi to them.
No, it did not, Gary, and in particular, the high ball then, as we kept repeating, it kept going in high, and it kept coming out faster than it went in.
Yeah. Rishi, one question there, you'd be better to analyse it. The play where Owen Brosnan played today, now, I know that Declan went away very deep. Did Owen Brosnan operate totally around the 40, or was he always inside around the full forward line?
No, he started in the first half, Owen, and he spent all his time inside around the lurking around the corner of the box.
Right.
Really, I don't know what the tactic was. I know that they were trying it in training for a while, but he wasn't getting any of the high ball that was going in. He didn't do much at that particular time, and really, I don't know. He came out then in the second half, Gary, and really, I put it to you like this. He was betwixt and between.
Yeah, he was. And as well, I think Tony Lean touched on it there as well, Rishi. I mean, with all the swarming out around the middle of the field, Kerry ball out maybe 50 yards out from their own goal, and we hadn't a half forward line to link with the boys inside the full forward line.
No, and Liam kept repeating that, Gary. It wasn't nice watching it from overhead to seeing all these passes and the ball being turned over absolutely completely. Gary, listen. To put it in a nutshell, Tyrone were a far better team than us today.
They were.
They were able to play that type of game 100% better. We tried to match them, Gary, with the same type of game. but we didn't. Now, they didn't give any big high ball into their full forward line all day.
Correct,
you must remember that. They kept holding it and kept working it in. Liam is back with me now, Gary. You might like to have a word with him.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing, Gary. They didn't have to teach the Tyrone crowd how to come into the field. They swarmed into it.
I would imagine that. The one thing I would say, Liam, we watch it from the monitors here. We'll say the goal that Peter Canavan got before halftime. Now, it was a high ball into the square. Owen Mulligan was the man that went up, broke it down. But who was marking Owen Mulligan? Paul Galvin.
I believe Paul Galvin was the man back
there. I mean, I'm not blaming Paul Galvin, but the system which implied, I mean, Paul Galvin shouldn't be the man inside at the edge of the square jumping for a high ball.
Not at all, no. I think things went haywire like that. I don't know, there's something wrong with football. I mean, the man who just accepted the Sam Maguire there, he's a long-distance runner.
Right.
He wouldn't class as a great footballer by any means, you know.
Liam, would you say that Tyrone...
Football has changed, Gary.
Would you say Tyrone finished fitter than Kerry today?
I don't know if it's fitter, but they were more durable, you know. Definitely, I suppose they had the 9-game distance to them, and they were able to keep going and going and going and running and running and running. They're a bunch of runners. Kerry have far better footballers in their team than Tyrone, more than Tyrone have. Now, I'm not talking about the likes of Canavan and O'Neill and some of these lads, Cavan and those lads, they're fine footballers. But the majority of the rest of them are runners who know how to play this game. Pass, keep it. We can match them at that.
Yeah.
And unless we'll have to devise a system where we don't have to lose our shape completely like we did today, going back trying to map them, and we weren't able to break forward like they were. And as you said, there was no half forward in there. And it's pointless putting a high ball into a full forward line when you've nobody coming for breaks or anything like that. And their centre back, Conor Gormley, was back to pick up everything, and he was unchallenged. He had the easiest job in Croke Park today.
He had.
You asked the question there about did they finish fitter?
Yeah.
No, I'll answer to you like this. We have a lot of players, Gary, that are on the go since 1996.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
No, in fairness, no. Now, it's not a case of being as fit as them, but it's a case of being able to last the pace and more durable, like Liam said. Now, we had their subs came on fresher and better than our subs. A good lot of old players, Gary, have a lot of mileage up.
Yeah.
And really, really, when push came to shove at the end, they looked that little bit better and fresher and a little bit more hardened, battle hardened at the end, Gary.
Yeah. What would you say, one of you, if I put you to, about the tactic by Kerry today? Now, we saw last year high ball into Johnny Crowley. It worked there today. Go back a few years now, lads. We've seen Kerry open up, use the big wide spaces of Croke Park, the great ball into the Mike Franks, the Gooches, the Canadas. Kerry didn't seem to be doing that tactic today.
You can't do that tactic against the tactics Tyrone employed, because for the simple reason that you get them in outside, don't get freedom to do it.
Yeah.
And you've been put down. And I think as well as that, and I'm sick of criticising referees, this referee, when I helped him with a point that I was afraid of him, he's not able to control that type of game because he doesn't blow often enough. And, you know, the players are being fouled, and he gave the benefit of the doubt to Tyrone several times today. Did nothing about Gooch getting the clap, and neither of his two umpires, even though he was on the edge of the small square. I don't know, maybe too much complaining about that.
Well, Tommy Shugrow made a point to me, Liam, 2 weeks ago, that he reckoned that Michael Monaghan didn't have the pace for the game.
You know, that's another thing. He was way behind the play at times. I know that over that. But what did he think? That Gooch hit himself and lay down the square,
yeah,
no ball or anything near it. I mean, he should have investigated that a bit more thoroughly. He was certainly very quick to give Aidan O'Mahony a yellow card up at the other side for, you know, a fairly decent tackle, all right? Like, but,
yeah,
you know, nothing that serious. And then comes down and just walks away and waits for Cooper to get up and just damn all about it to a semi tug like Ryan McMenamin.
Right. Boys, to wrap it up, would you say the best team, the better team won it on the day?
The better team on the day won. The better footballers didn't.
Right.
Yeah, well, I thought the better team definitely won, Gary. I thought that the big fear coming into the game, we said it before the game, was there are 9 games that would, if they upped that we wouldn't be able to match it. They upped it and we couldn't match it. I thought they were the better team in the day.
Well, lads, we'll wrap it up from Croke Park. Listen, you did a great job today. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you when you touch base. Safe home, lads.